Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the kingdom of humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast.
Welcome to
this
the Rooster Teeth Podcast.
With Gus.
Carrie.
Barbara.
Bernie.
And Gus.
Hey, look at that.
And our sponsors, of course, Braintree. Over there, Casper. And On It, Alpha Brain.
On It, well, friendly.
Ghost. Actually, On It's doing a contest with Alpha Brain Gaming. We'll talk about that when we get to their ad read.
All right.
That involves RTX tickets.
Easy what? Enough.
Just going to throw that out there.
But those
see, now
out.
That's called a tease.
Yeah.
So today during the Monday meeting, we have a Monday meeting where we discuss all the hot topics of Rooster Teeth that are going to take place in the week.
Such as, looks great, by the way.
Thanks, man.
I just need to point that out.
Such as who's going to be absent for the week. And then...
It's like Casper scared you.
That's way better. I like that. So we talk about that kind of stuff at Monday meeting, and I got the mic that you can hear in the rest of it. I'm so happy.
This Gavin's not here.
Yeah, I'm so happy. There's one mic every podcast where you can hear it from the control room. I got it this week, so I got the voice of God. So at Monday meeting, Meg mentioned that she was at Dallas Comic Con this last weekend. Is that right? Dallas
yeah.
Comic Con? And the people there were kind of asking her about RTX tickets, and these two got so mad that people were asking
I just politely said that they're fucked.
What I got mad about is totally different. People book their hotel and travel before buying their ticket. That's stupid. Don't do that.
Also, the tickets were on sale for how many months?
Oh, like
4 months?
I don't think it was that long. It was probably like 2 months, 2.5 months before it sold out.
Yeah, but we warned people a couple times.
It wasn't like a weekend.
Yeah.
Or they didn't go out like overnight.
Right. It's not San Diego Comic Con. Let's calm down here.
And when I say mad, it's frustration because that's Gus and Barbara's lives, is essentially organizing RTX.
Well, it's not only that. It's like organizing our travel. If we're going to go to an event, we make sure we get into the event before we book the airfare.
Yeah.
I'm going to E3 and I don't have a badge yet.
I think also for me, I deal a lot with community questions and stuff. And so a lot of people saying like, oh, I didn't get a ticket in time. Is there anything you could do? It's like, we warned you guys like 100 times the tickets are going to sell out.
So will there be more tickets?
If you win this contest.
Undecided.
I'm being told Barbara and Carrie are quiet on the stream, just so you know, out there in the control room.
Oh. Like, am I not right, saying enough? Or?
No, no, no.
Hey, control room, can you come out here and tell Barbara and Carrie to be louder?
tell them to be more interesting.
That would be great.
Thanks, Gus.
So we were off last week because of Memorial Day. And it just so happens that the city of Austin almost floated away.
We pre-recorded a podcast.
We pre-recorded the week before.
Watch this. This is going to be hard. Oh, it's not working.
That's so good.
Yeah, it works. During the pre-recorded podcast, I speculated that my foot may be fractured, and it turns out it is.
Oh, stop it! Oh, my God.
I'm wearing that giant boot so I can,
so
I can like, pound shit.
You fractured it by missing a step?
I missed
I'm
a step.
I'm scared he's going
to
break
no.
the table.
No. Oh, yeah. Might break the table. Yeah, that's totally possible.
I thought you were concerned about his foot.
Nah,
no.
Yeah, I was texting and walking downstairs, and I missed the last step. I thought it was ground, and it was a step.
Who are you texting? Because I'm assuming the stairs. What?
My wife.
His wife.
Right. So what stairs were you on?
I was outside of a barbershop.
Okay.
I just got a haircut. Hair's cut, feeling good. On my way home, baby.
Hashtag winky face. You're in your house. Naked. And if you're in your house, you're not texting anybody.
No. I was out and about.
What percentage of your texts do you think go to your wife?
99.999.
Really?
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
I don't text anyone.
Don't talk to me.
You've made me so gun shy about being a bad texter because you call me a bad texter.
You're a bad texter.
I worry about it constantly now.
You're a bad texter.
How's he a bad texter?
And I know your tricks because you told him. He'll receive a text, but he'll only preview it so it doesn't mark red.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what Gavin does.
No,
not
you do
me.
It. I know you do it.
Why don't you just turn off red receive?
I keep him on as a polite courtesy.
But then you
friend.
Fuck us.
I don't
so
fuck
we can
anybody.
See that you're ignoring us.
I'm not going to look at my message history. I'm going to try to beat Gus in my message history.
How many unread messages do you have right now?
Fuff. I don't know.
That was kind of like five.
I have 11. Yeah. I have 11 unread texts. Let me see.
We are actually pretty good. We've been back and forth quite a bit lately, and we're being good about
that
it.
That just means you read them and don't actually read them.
I got one from Brandon that's from Saturday. I haven't read that. Let's see what he has to say. All right, how are you feeling about that? Do you want to do that project? Yes, I do, Brandon.
There you
I'll
go,
say,
Brandon.
Watch this. Sure, man.
Sounds good.
He's going to be so happy.
He's going to be thinking, wow, Brandon's a great texter.
But yeah, so...
I periscoped at the Monday meeting today, by the way, just to see how many people in the office follow me on Periscope. Because I just started it, and it's like, I listen to everybody's phones go...
just like over and over again?
All over the place, yeah.
Who doesn't disable notifications immediately? I disable all of my notifications.
I actually want the Periscope notification to be on because, you know, it's nice.
You got to catch
the
last man.
The only notification I have on is text messaging. I think every other notification on my phone
is voicemail?
Huh? Voicemail? No, fuck no. Why would I do that?
If you get a voicemail, if it's important.
An important voicemail?
Yeah.
If you call my voicemail now, it says, hi, you've reached Bernie Burns. Actually, you haven't reached Bernie Burns. You reached my voicemail. Why didn't you text me? This is 2015. What's wrong with you?
Wow, that's you're all so clever.
It's all what it says. And people are, I've got to change it back because people are so mad. Like when they leave a message, like, I guess I'm not supposed to leave a message.
And they still leave a message?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Let me do
it. Once you've listened to the voicemail part, you're in it.
Yeah, you're done.
The only voicemails I get are from telemarketers when, like, it's just carried over and that's all I get.
I love when I see a number I don't recognize on my phone. Uh-huh. I'm like, all right, this is probably a telemarketer. I pick it up. It's like, hello? And it's like, click. Silence. Hello? And then it connects their call. And they're like, yes. Can I speak with Gustavia?
Gustavia? That's like cereal.
I'm like, all right, hang up. Like, I know you do not know who the fuck you're talking to. It's like they go through their spiel and they see my name and they're like, fuck.
You know what you should do when
How
they're
do
doing
they
that?
Pronounce your name?
I can see when you see Gustavo on there. You go, Gustavo?
Yeah,
Gustavo?
Mine are fucked. Gustavo? Nobody says my name correctly.
What, because your first name?
My true name.
Your true name.
Yeah.
Oh. My true name. My sky name.
Don't say it, otherwise you capture him.
Yeah. My spirit name.
Yeah. Like, every time, it's like they get to it, and they're like, Kyrian? This is like, all right, I don't care about this message.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Like, you have nothing valuable to say to me. Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should just, like, right before you hang up, you should just say simply, how dare you? That's it. Just how dare you? Ruin that person's day.
How fucking dare you?
That is an insult to my culture.
But we almost floated away. All of Austin. The month of May, I tweeted this fact. The month of May.
You retweeted this fact.
Retweeted this fact.
Wow.
From the National Weather Service.
Thank you, Gus.
Gus, while it rained so much in May in Texas, I learned like all the counties around Travis County, which is what is our county.
Mm-hmm.
I knew two counties. I knew Travis County and I knew Hayes County, and that was it. Now I know like everything in like a 6-county radius because of all these floods.
Milam County.
Yeah.
Bell County.
Wimberley. You know?
Wimberley's not a county, dude.
Well,
get your shit together.
It's city.
Wimberley's in Hayes County.
That's a tournament.
Come at me, counties.
I think the flood hit you the worst, probably, right, Gus?
Let's talk a little more about the flood in general before we get to my specific
circumstance. Okay, so it's been raining in Austin for like the entire month of May, I want to say.
You were going to say.
We have a shot up on the screen. It's May 21st and May 26th, and it's like, that's a kind of like a something that feeds into one of our lakes. I saw a series of these screenshots, and it's just like our lake recovered so much. By the way, the new Austin hipsterism, which I'm fucking sick of, is people would want to talk to you about lake levels. I fucking hate that.
Like
I
you're
really,
doing right
no,
now.
The lake's only 6 feet below its average.
Man, I was about
lower.
To start talking about Lake Travis, but I'm not going to now.
They're like literally like they're like it's like somebody's car is floating away, and they're like, oh, my fucking car's floating away, and there's always some dude there. With fucking, you know, horn rim glasses going, yeah, but we really need this rain. Yeah.
The lake levels is never
you don't
better.
Need
the lake levels are really high now. It's like, go fuck yourself, dude.
You didn't finish your stat, because it's a really cool stat.
So the stat is that in the month of May, it rained enough in the state of Texas to cover the entire state in 8 inches of water. it rained 32 trillion gallons of water on the state of Texas in the month of May.
It felt like that.
It was nuts. It was nuts.
California hate us right now.
Well, we went through that.
By the way, you can't tweet about rain and somebody from California doesn't show up talking to you how much they need the rain.
Also, like wasn't Texas in a drought for years before this?
Yeah. That was the point I was trying to make on Twitter, was that we've been in a drought a very long time, Barbara, like 4 or 5 years now, and it completely turned around in a month. Completely turned around from this weather pattern that came through here. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was and on Monday in particular when we had a pre-tape podcast. I think on last Monday there were 6 different tornadoes in the Austin area.
Yep. Yeah,
fuck that. That scares the shit out of me.
Yeah. Oh, we went downtown for Blaine's birthday on, I think it was Saturday night.
Yeah.
One of the tornado warnings was happening.
And Ashley and I had to bail on that because we were so worried about the weather.
Because the world was ending that night.
It was totally fine, by the way, downtown. Like, it rained a lot when we first got there.
Or were you just so drunk that you didn't notice how fucked it was?
No, I would notice it if it was raining and I was drunk. I'd be like, my hair! But no, it was fine.
I lost power for 27 hours starting that night.
Oh, that's right!
I had no power all day Sunday.
So it was like, we had power.
Starting 9:30 on Saturday until 12:30 in the morning on Monday. It was like, no power.
He just brings a little TV and like his PS4. He's like,
plugs it into the
bar.
You
guys keep doing your thing.
It was fucking awful. And then we did that thing where it's like, we don't think the power's going to be out that long. So it's like, don't open the fridge. We'll be able to save all the food.
Yeah.
And then like after a while, you're like, no, it's all gone. And we should have just fucking eaten it.
You should have eaten the food.
Did you not eat it?
No, because we thought the power wouldn't be out for 27 fucking hours. We live in America. Power was out for 27 hours.
Did you think that maybe were you giving up on society at some point?
I'd given up. I regressed to a caveman.
Did you?
I built a fire in my living room.
Pre or post?
It's called a fireplace.
Like, were you able to use that to club?
I don't have a fireplace.
Oh, okay.
My favorite part of that story is how you said that at one point, you and Esther just weren't. You were just sitting there staring at nothing, not talking to each other because you had nothing to talk about.
Yeah, it's like after hour 15 or something. Like, what do you do? What do you do? Just like,
read a book.
That tree's moving. Wow.
Get in the car and go somewhere.
No.
Anywhere.
No. We just sat there. Because we're also like recluses and introverts. Yeah. So we just
sat
there.
Well, she was screaming on Twitter, Gus, let us leave the house. And you're like, we're not going anywhere.
We have to be there because the power came back.
Society was already falling. You don't want to go outside at that point. Like, you need to be inside.
And you also were, how did you charge your phones? Because you guys are tweeting nonstop.
We would go occasionally out to like a coffee shop or a restaurant and like charge our laptop and our phone so that we had power in them, and then we used our laptop as batteries, basically.
You know, it really is crazy. If you ever get in a situation where you, for whatever reason, are denied one of the basic necessities of life, like running water or electricity, it completely changes your life.
The
like
internet.
Just yeah, like getting water. If your water ever gets shut off your house, like the act of getting water eats up like half your day, basically. You know, getting to a place where you can take a shower or something like that.
Or brush your teeth, even.
Yeah, but all that water is really good for the lake levels.
It is.
Yeah.
You can go to the lake and get some water back.
Excuse me. The rain is falling right on the watershed, which feeds directly to Lake Buchanan and Lake Travis.
Lake Travis.
So, God. I mean, it's like everybody knows everything about what the watershed zones are now
in
Texas.
You know where else the rain was falling?
Where's the recharge zone for
the rain was also falling right on the fucking roads and turning them into rivers.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
was crazy.
Yeah.
It was nuts. Well, see, what happened was it rained a ton, and there was really bad storms along the way in May. I remember I was in a movie, that movie Hit, that shot right at the beginning of May, like May 3rd. And they had to cancel the shoot because of a storm that came through. And I realized like 3 weeks later, it's still raining. It was just not – it wouldn't stop raining.
Well, you tweeted that picture, or was it Michael who showed the weather app and it said Thor's in town or something like that? It was just rain every day.
That was me. That must have been Michael. But the crazy thing was towards the end of the month, and even probably right now, is the ground got so saturated that the rain had nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. So it just like would flow like across rivers, and across roads and turn them into rivers. It was a really horrible story. This is a major downer. There was a family that was in a cabin that they rented, and it got lifted up, and it went down the river, and like 3 of the 4 people in the family died.
Oh my God.
Yeah, eventually, it broke apart. And
that happened in a Simpsons episode. And it was fucking funny in the Simpsons episode. When it happened in reality, it was like much more grim.
Yeah. They must have been really upset because their power was out. Yeah, they were really upset. Floating down the river.
It's good for the lake.
They had no Wi-Fi to tweet about it.
But it's always too. So you see these things like people like getting in a car and driving across a low water crossing. And it's just like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. One thing I have to say, though, the side effect in my car is that my car is enormously heavy. Mm-hmm. Like, my car is heavier than my pickup truck. So it actually does great in weather like this, like going through like low water and all that stuff. I could run the risk of, I guess, like submerging the batteries and having a huge problem.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
But it actually, it does great in water. Like submarine. I had no problems like charging.
Is your car waterproof by chance?
I hope so.
That'd be really cool.
You got to keep it out of the bath.
Yeah.
You know, it actually, the car has an Easter egg in it. Tesla has some kind of, honestly, some dumb stuff, like the stupid key fob and all that. But it has an Easter egg in the display where it shows the car digitally. Like, shows a picture of the car and when the doors are open. And you can hit a couple buttons, and it turns it into the underwater James Bond car from Spy Who Loved Me.
Can you leave it like that?
Yeah, I think you can. Like, or maybe when you close it, it goes away. I'm not sure. Anyway, I read about it on Gizmodo and tried it.
On the, like, the Tesla wall thing?
Nope.
Because you're a Tesla?
No. They say now that that Tesla wall, the battery, I'm actually not overly excited about it, but apparently it's a really big deal. About, because they even out the way.
Yeah.
You know what this is, Gus?
Yeah, it really lowers the cost per kilowatt hour of electrical storage.
It's like averages it out, essentially.
It evens your load, basically. Yeah. And
I was trying to be adult and not laugh.
Apparently they've sold more batteries, pre-ordered more of those batteries than anything else. Like, that's now, that could be like the big moneymaker for
I think their production is bottlenecked. Like, they're sold out through 2016, I believe.
Well, damn.
They're like Apple Watches.
I saw one in the wild, finally.
Oh, did you?
I was at Shake Shack over the weekend, and I saw a douchebag wearing one.
So
he was wearing an Apple Watch. I know he's a douchebag.
You didn't have to say he was a douchebag. You just said, oh, yeah, it was a guy wearing an Apple Watch. We would know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Sorry, Barb. Go ahead.
It speaks for itself.
With the Apple Watch?
Yeah.
If, I bet the, everyone wearing an Apple Watch is like walking around like this. Like, what? Huh? Hey. I'd like a cheeseburger, please. Please notice my watch. The So Shake Shack.
Do you take Apple Pay?
Just open. Does it use Apple Pay?
Yeah.
It does?
My fucking bank won't use Apple Pay.
Are you
so
rethinking
I can't
everything?
I'm so angry. Because I have the six. So I could just like boop, but no. Can't do it.
I could never. Oh, speaking of which. So we made fun of this. This is, I'm going to try to like debunk a little bit of our own cynicism here. So this is, my coin came in the mail.
Oh,
so
shit.
This is my programmable credit card.
That's a card, silly.
Is it? Yeah.
Not a coin.
It's a coin. See? This is something I pre-ordered on Kickstarter like a year and a half ago, and Gus and I were convinced that after Apple Pay was announced, they just were like going to like
give up,
disappear, and run. But it's cool. You can like
you and I ordered
program
them
it with different cards.
So you just put everything in there.
You put all your different cards in.
Does it say
it.
The entire number when you click the button?
No, this is the last four digits, but I'm still very careful about it.
Yeah.
You and I ordered them at about the same time. And after you got yours, I was so angry that I contacted them and I asked them when I was going to get mine. End of August.
Wow.
Ashley, when's yours coming? She's doing a little shimmy, too.
This month. You look like a sim when you do that dance.
She's doing a little shimmy dance.
Like one of the program dance.
A little shimmy dance.
Here, so I'll try to show this in the best way that I can. So basically, this is it. And you see, it's got a little display here. And then you've got this button where you just hit, and you can store like up to 8 credit cards in it. And then it reprograms the magnetic strip.
Is that like e-paper?
What?
Is that e-paper? What is
the little display? Yeah. Oh, you can look at it. It looks like.
No, it's a credit card, dude.
It feels like. I thought it would be thicker.
It's a coin.
Get your head out of your ass.
Yeah, it's. I gotta say, and everywhere, just about everywhere that I've used it, it's worked. So I have to say that we gave that thing a lot of shit, and when it showed up, it's actually pretty cool.
Now you just need your vessel.
Do you ever use
Apple? Yeah, I would be jealous.
Do you ever use your Apple Pay?
I do. Remember, did we hear when we told the story when I did it with Gavin and Dan, and they laughed at me because I still had to sign?
Oh, right.
And then we lost our markers for the day. Yeah, and I had to walk back.
Oh, I'm sure my beer.
So stupid.
But the other thing I have to debunk our cynicism on is that we always make fun of people who like line up for everything in Austin. Mm-hmm. And Shake Shack, which I'm in the process of moving right now, but the house that I currently live in, Shake Shack opened like 2 blocks away from my house, like very close to my house in Austin. And I'm comfortable saying that because I'm about to move out of that place. So that line is halfway around the block for Shake Shack every day. It's a hamburger place. It's a deal.
It's not just a hamburger place.
But I went to it. Gus, you went to it.
Yep.
You just said that.
Yep.
That was just amazing hamburgers.
I totally hate hype. I hate like when things are built up like that. I think it's overblown. It lived up to it and exceeded it. Even as high as the hype was set for it.
Yes.
I think still it might be it. My favorite hamburger.
I will. It makes me hate the people in the Hop Dottie line even more.
Yeah. Hop Dottie is a local burger joint that is mediocre
at best.
It is overrated beyond belief. Probably one of the most overrated places.
The line at Hop Dottie is sometimes an hour long. for a fucking hamburger.
I get pissed at anybody I know who recommends Hop Dottie to people who are from out of town.
I'm going to smash a bottle over the
I'm
head,
just
don't
like,
you?
Why
I'm,
there?
I'm being told in my earpiece from the control room that Hop Dottie was rated the number one burger in the country.
Bullshit. Boo.
By what? Butt Taster Magazine?
No,
what is
no,
the
it's
place?
Probably by Hop Dottie Magazine.
Hop Dottie
Thanks, Babs.
The only time I would ever recommend Hop Dottie is if you go and get the full experience, which is the big goblet of beer. The queso fries,
yeah, it's
and
an
a shake.
Experience
and then you
sure.
die.
The green chili burger's good.
It's alright, yeah.
They're good. Good. They're decent shakes,
though.
But it's no Shake Shack. Shake Shack is amazing.
Shake Shack has a line for dessert.
I went on Sunday, like at noon. I was like, there's no way I'm going to be there less than an hour. I went Sunday at noon. There were three people in line in front
you
of me.
You can sneak it in, like, because everyone's sleeping off their hangover.
Right, or they're like, there's no way. There's like, the lines would be crazy at noon. No one's going to go there.
Mm. Probably everyone's just thinking the same thing and didn't even bother going.
Yeah, so didn't wait at all.
You should just live there when your power was out.
I should have.
You've been in line forever. Just get back in line.
We have a Shake Shack date this week
yeah.
with a couple people from sales, RTX sales.
Oh, yeah? They do a...
We scheduled it last week to go to Shake Shack this week.
Apparently at every Shake Shack, I know this because there was a guy. I also went, Gus, by the way, you would have hated this. I went, there was like two people in line, and I saw this big empty line. I'm there with the boys, and I'm like, yeah, we're going to make it. And then there's a dude standing right there. It's a new restaurant, so they all just all these employees are basically new. And there's a guy there going, oh, are you familiar with the menu? Have you ever been here before? I go, well, it's a burger place. I go, I'm pretty sure I can figure it out, but why don't you tell the kids? Because I'm sure they'd like to know. Of course, they didn't. The dude talked for like probably 10 minutes.
Why?
I don't know.
There's five things on the menu.
He went over everything. I'm like, you got to stop this. I'm like, it's killing me.
Did
I'm
he really go hungry. Through like the calorie count?
He went through everything. Like, I learned that every Shake Shack has a signature concrete, which is like their super, super thick
yeah.
shakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the one they have at this one is an Uchi concrete, which is Uchi's a really – another cool thing about Austin is the best sushi restaurant I've ever been to in my life is in Austin, which you would never – whenever we tell people that, they're always like, give me a fucking break. There's no good sushi places in the middle of Texas.
Well, the lake's up over the road now, so yeah. it's like come right to you.
As the Fresh new Austin hipster yeah. will tell you. Well, you know, the lake went up to 78% volume. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. You know, this is the fastest water gain in Lake Travis since 1947.
Oh, really?
These are all real facts, wow. by the way. I mean,
I'm
this
so
is like,
sorry that you know
the,
this.
Go on the Austin subreddit and look up lake levels and just go, shut up.
The everybody. Fact that you've memorized these facts for the podcast.
I'm so sick of hearing about the goddamn lake. Here's the other thing, too. None of the people go on the fucking lake.
No.
Nobody goes out. I've been out to the lake. I used to go to the lake all the time when I was in college. But nobody in Austin who lives on a regular basis goes out to that lake.
They go to the lake and paint the lake.
I mean, the closest anyone in our group goes to going out the lake is they go the other direction, go down south, and go tubing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the closest. Have you ever been on Lake Travis in a boat?
Once.
You lived in Austin for like 1,000 years.
Once. I got really drunk. I drank a fifth of Jack and passed out. Then I woke up 2 days later.
In the lake?
No, in my own apartment. I have no idea.
Your foot was broken. The power was out. Yes.
So you went on the lake during this time?
Oh. Esther was staring at a tree.
No, this is some other time. I said I went on the lake at some point in the past.
Oh.
This is an old story.
Okay. Lake Travis. You ever been on Lake Travis?
Not on Lake Travis.
Lake no. Travis. Ever been on it?
Okay. I went to the Oasis. Is that where it is?
Yeah, that's it. That lake. Oasis is yeah. overlooks Lake Travis.
It has the worst food with the best view. Yeah. Are we just going to like the shit on restaurant
yeah.
podcast?
Oh, no, yeah.
Oasis is terrible. My parents love it, so they would take me up there when I was a kid from San Antonio. Then I went for – we all went for something. I don't remember what it was. And it was just like sad. And I was like, all right, well, I don't need to go here anymore.
I've been on Lady Bird Lake before.
That's a river. Lady Bird Lake is the lake that runs through the middle of Austin.
That's
the lake
damned.
That runs through yeah. Austin, basically. And
what?
It's like,
why do they call it a lake? It's a
I
fucking
really
river.
It's Colorado River.
It's a Colorado River.
Yeah. It's a very,
they named it,
very famous river.
They named it Town Lake, and then they changed the name to Lady Bird Lake.
Which is Lyndon B. Johnson's wife.
Lake.
Lady Bird.
Lake. Lake Mrs. Johnson. I'm going to start calling
her
that.
I heard she's buried there.
What's that?
I heard she's buried there.
In the lake?
They're like Vikings.
I like the idea of like Richard Nixon with a flaming arrow. You know, lighting the pyre. That would be awesome.
I also can't think of lakes or rivers right now without thinking about The Jinx, which I just finished.
Oh,
on
finally
HBO?
Watched it?
Yeah.
Stop it, because I haven't seen
have
it yet.
Seen,
I gotta
you,
see
have
it.
You seen The Jinx?
Any of it.
No, man.
I'm waiting for HBO now.
I mean, I know the thing, though. I know the thing.
You know the story?
The thing.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
I'm so glad you watched it. Like, we talked about it when we were filming $1 Million Butt the other day. Like, you weren't done yet.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, like, a pivotal moment. I was like, oh, yeah.
I was four episodes in.
It's like, wait.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I highly recommend that to anybody.
It's so well done.
Yeah.
So I finally broke down and got HBO Now, because I don't have HBO subscribed to my cable system. So HBO Now is the on-demand service that's digital.
Which is genius, by the way.
Which I thought was actually a bigger problem, because the way they kind of marketed it is that you can get on Apple TV. Like, and that's what I kept hearing from people. You had to have an Apple TV, which I have an Apple TV. I just didn't want to hook up my Apple TV. It, like, got unhooked, like, 3 years ago, and I never hooked it back up again.
Just sitting there unhooked, and you're just like, dah.
It's literally, like, two things. It's HDMI. Like an HDMI port, and that's it. Yeah, that's literally all it would take. But I don't think I'd find that shitty little remote that comes with
use
it.
Use your phone.
Can I use my phone?
Yeah, you can download the remote app.
I can use the phone as long as it's on the network.
Yeah. Plug it in. Why would you have the Apple TV not on the network?
Because 3 years ago, I got a different network.
Plug it in. Cable.
What's that?
Ethernet.
Yeah, you know.
We're giving you solutions, Bernie.
No.
I don't know what you
just
want.
Do it.
So wired internet, it's better than wireless.
Yes.
Right?
100%.
Wireless is like misery. Yeah. It is, right? I mean, we all kind of pretend like it's cool.
Well, it's all right.
Wireless is horrible.
It's horrible, but it's not as reliable.
Dude, Time Warner came because I can't get, where my new house, I can't get Google Fiber, which doesn't exist anyway. And I can't get AT&T's megabit fiber. But I could have
Gigapower.
Was it Gigapower?
Gigapower.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but I could get the Time Warner modem, because it's Time Warner, cable. And I made the guy like install a cable drop in the room where I knew I was going to have my computer. Mm-hmm. That's so I made him put it in there. That was the biggest fucking fight, Gus. It was like that guy was going to do everything in his power to not put that cable outlet in there.
He did not think it was a good idea there?
There's a billion reasons why it couldn't be done.
He probably just didn't want to do the work. Exactly. He's probably trying to get out of there.
That can't be done. He did come on a Memorial Day, which I found to be amazing, right before the whole world fell apart.
Jesus.
But he put it in. And so now I have, like, right where my computer is, I'm going to have everything hardwired.
What was his reasoning for not being able to put it in there?
Something about walls and insulation.
Communism.
It was like, yeah. Like, doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, you know, this has a wireless router that comes with it. I'm like, fuck that.
Dude,
yeah.
The wireless built into that cable was such a piece of shit.
Is it?
Yeah. I just got a new apartment. I moved in with my friend who works here. And we just bought 100-foot Ethernet cables. We have one that like runs all the way into his room with a switch. Got one that runs into mine with a switch. Like, nothing is wireless except for our phones.
I was wondering about your move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
just
have no idea.
Yeah, I paid someone to do it.
Because you moved right after we moved to the new office, or right before.
Yeah.
And then again, like a year later.
Yeah, I'm not moving ever again. Except when I get a house.
You're going to live with this.
Just kick that guy out. Boot.
Yeah.
Can you say who you live with?
Alex, yeah. So one of our modelers, Alex Warris.
He's okay. Yeah. So what prompted that? We just like, we're talking about stuff one day and moved in together?
No, we actually went to high school together.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we went to high school together. We eventually, like, he started doing contract stuff for us, and he needed a place to stay, so he was crashing my couch. So then just like, just start paying rent, and we'll give you your own room. It was just one of those, like, really easy transitions, so.
You know, it's funny you talk about high school, because we were talking at the Monday meeting today about how I met Carrie for the first time. Because today is Carrie's 5th anniversary as an employee of the company. There's actually very few people that have hit that milestone. It's the, you know, 5 original guys.
Well, Jack and Brandon also.
Jack, Brandon, Monty hit 5 years. And then Yvonne as well has 5 years of service.
Mm-hmm. What about Chris Damaris?
I think he's very close.
He was October of the same year that I was.
Yeah, he's very, very close.
Wow. You predate Damaris?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Demers is doing like contract stuff, but in terms of like full time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've always been, even when I was doing the Game Time series and I talked to people about how they got their job at the company, I was always so reluctant to talk to Carrie, because the way Carrie essentially got introduced to Rishi was,
oh God.
He was going to high school in San Antonio.
Not me.
And I was working a booth. I was at PAX Prime. I was working a booth selling t-shirts and signing stuff. And this kid who said he was like, 16?
Yeah.
But you look like you were 12. He came up to the booth and he's like, hey, I came from San Antonio. I go, why'd you come meet me in Seattle if you're from San Antonio? Which is like 45 minutes south of here, south of Austin.
You guys would turn me away.
And he had a mentorship at his high school.
Could you imagine?
And he comes up and he says, the sweet kid, he goes, hey, I have a mentorship at my high school, and I have to select somebody I'd like to be my mentor to help me like learn about business and stuff like that.
The industry, yeah.
Yeah, industry and all that. He goes, and I'd like for you to do it. And I went, nope. He goes, oh, okay. Okay. Then he left, and he came back the next day, and he goes, so I thought I'd talk to you about the mentorship thing again. And I was like, this just sounds like I really don't have a lot of time. I won't have a lot of time for it. I just can't do it. He goes, okay. And he came back a third time, and he was like, I just want to check one more time. I'm going to do the mentorship thing. I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'll do the mentorship. I'm not going to drive to San Antonio. I'm not going to write any reports. if there's any like interview stuff, you're just gonna make up all my answers about how cool you are, and that's it. And that's and now I'll talk. What I say, I'll talk to you on the phone.
No, you no. It was like I offered up like, hey, I have my phone number. I have Xbox Live. I can talk to you while you're playing a game. You're like, here's my AIM. I will talk to you over AIM. That's it. And I was like, I'll take it. I'm done. We're good.
And then so we did that for like I think like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
And then Carrie.
Hi.
Carrie came up to Austin, and he worked on Reconstruction.
No, I worked on a short. Like I just showed up and did the Chain of Thought short.
Yeah,
I just worked on that, and then
in the Congress office.
Yeah,
where we had the blue mural on the wall.
And I was helping Joel with some commercials too. And then when I started, it was season 8.
Yeah,
was when I started. Like you guys were just starting it when I came along.
I guess Brandon would have been around like Reconstruction.
Yeah, I think that's when he came.
Yeah. In. Would have been that time. And so Carrie's now been with us for 5 years as of today.
So, Carrie.
Hello.
You were his mentee.
Yes.
For four or 5 months.
Protege.
You were his protege for 4 to 5 months. Yeah.
Mentee sounds like
what
Mentos.
Did you learn in those 4 to 5 months?
I learned that when someone says that they're busy, they are actually busy. And that you need to leave them alone sometimes.
Was not a smokescreen.
Yeah.
But you got your job.
I did. So, it worked out.
So, the moral of the story is, if Bernie tells you no at a convention,
nope.
Come back every day.
No, nope, those days are gone. Yeah, those days are gone. That's like the monks, you know, the monastery where you learn about martial arts and you have to go back 3 times and mm-hmm. wait outside.
I was thinking Fight Club, like where you make some weight on
I
the
think
floor.
That's where he got it from in Fight Club. I think I might be mixing up Fight Club and a Tibetan monastery.
The most shocking thing about that story, though, is that you actually came back each day. Because I feel like you're a pretty timid person.
Yeah, I know I am. Yeah.
And the fact that you actually had the balls to go up to Bernie every single day.
It was,
like,
my parents were very big on like the worst he's going to say is no. Just go. I'm like, why not?
The worst he could do is say no 3 times.
Yeah, exactly. they'll never say no 3 times.
There's 3 days to the con.
Yeah.
That opportunity. Might not remember.
Yeah, that was like the sole reason I went to. Like, I'd never been to PAX before. My brother was like, hey, do you want to go? I was like, yeah, I don't have ulterior motives.
Good thing you did.
Yeah.
All the way up there.
How different good. Your life could be.
Yeah. You mean terrible. Yeah. You mean worse. Yeah.
Actually, that is now when I go to cons, that's the main thing is that talking to people about jobs. That's the main conversation that I have with mm-hmm. people. So if you go to a con, you very rarely see me in the booth because that's not a 1 minute conversation or 2 minute conversation. That's like a 10 or 15 minute conversation every time.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I just slow the line way down.
Yeah.
People, whenever that happens.
There's a lot of people who want to see you for
What's
some
that?
Reason.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to read this.
I'm sitting next to Michael.
I want to remind everyone, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Braintree. Code for easy online payments. If you're building a mobile app and searching for a simple payment solution, check out Braintree. The Braintree V.0 SDK makes it easy to offer multiple mobile payment types. Start accepting PayPal, Apple Pay, Bitcoin, Venmo, cards, and more. Coins too, I assume. All with a single integration. Braintree gives you an easy way to accept multiple payment types with one integration. Quick, knowledgeable developer support if you have any questions. With the Braintree V.0 SDK, one small snippet of code, and you're all set up in less than 10 minutes. To learn more and for your first $50,000 in transactions for free, go to braintreepayments.com/roosterteeth. I'm going to read that whole last line again because I feel like I fucked it up. To learn more and for your first $50,000 in transactions fee-free, go to braintreepayments.com/roosterteeth. Just fix that. Edit
tree
it together.
Tree and fee-free. That's a lot of the same syllable.
The tree did seem to like you best.
So it's simple, secure payments. Code you can integrate in minutes. Don't worry about taking days to integrate your payments with Braintree. It's done in minutes. It's SDKs in 7 languages. I'm sure I'm going to fuck these up. .NET, Node.js, Java, Perl, PHP, Python, Ruby. 10 lines of in-app code. It's braintreepayments.com/roosterteeth.
Ruby, I love that show.
I get it.
We get it. We work on that. Well, it's he works on that.
Yeah. They see you straight out of the bus.
Yeah. Poof.
Yeah. I went to the Austin subreddit. The second link is for Hop Dottie. They're donating 100% of their sales to Texas Flood Relief.
Fuck so, you, Hop Dottie.
So we should probably go to Hop Dottie on June 4th. That's pretty cool.
And talk about
100% of their sales.
Talk about how much we hate them.
Yeah.
No, we should just go in the line and be like, guys, you really all got to go Shake Shack. I don't know what y'all are doing in this line.
You get the worst.
I know it's a local place and everything, but Shake Shack, come on.
All right, I'm going on like the r/r/Austin and seeing.
Is there /r/lakes?
Are you leaving, sweetie? Okay, bye.
No, I'm sitting here.
Are you leaving, honey?
Gus is
no,
right
I got
there.
Like another
little
hour
sweet,
at least.
Sweet little Gus.
No,
sweet little Gus.
Sweet little Gus.
So there was an interesting story I saw the other day online. Or I guess a woman went to, I don't know if it was a Goodwill, but she went to like some donation store somewhere in Silicon Valley, dropped off a box of computer parts. So she didn't want a receipt or anything. She was just donating it so they could you know, sell it, whatever, make their money.
Sure.
Sketchy already.
The box sat there in the store for several days before they opened it. When they opened it, they discovered there was an original assembled Apple One in it that was assembled by Steve Wozniak.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
The store then auctioned off and sold for $200,000.
Wow.
Damn. So they're trying to find the woman because they give part of the money back to the person who donated the the equipment.
Yeah.
They're like, if you were the old lady who gave us the Apple One, can you come back so we can give you the money that we owe you for
this? Wow, that's crazy, man.
There were only, I forget off the top of my head, it was like 200 or 300 of those that were prepackaged and assembled and
I'm
sold.
I'm surprised that Wozniak didn't buy it.
Oh, I mean, who knows? And I have no idea how the sale, the transaction part went down.
Wow, that's crazy, man. That's really, I mean, that's a hell of a find. I mean, I'm amazed actually that the person who opened it even knew what it was. I mean, look at that. If you're listening to the audio podcast, they just showed a picture of it. It's literally like a motherboard with some transistors on it, apparently screwed to a wooden board.
Yeah. It looks like a cutting board.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I would not know what that is.
And the display is actually like an old black and white tube television. It actually has the VHF and UHF dials on it. So
that was why you're waiting for your programs to load. You get to switch over, see what's on NBC.
That's crazy.
Quality programming.
It's just NBC.
Oh, Mork, you're so crazy. Mindy, why do you put up with him?
You can wait for
it. It's an old TV series. For
oh, okay. Like MASH?
Yeah.
You can wait for Friday Night Videos to debut the Thriller video. That was like the big moment. I remember when they put Thriller on Friday Night Videos. Whatever happened to Friday? You remember Friday Night Videos, Gus?
I have no idea what Friday Night Videos
is. Well, you're from Canada, you crazy
like
lunatic.
Rebecca Black.
By the way, there's like two pages of Lake Levels posts. /r/. I just want to point that out.
/r/.
Okay.
I don't remember Friday Night Videos. What the fuck was that?
Friday Night Videos was, I think it was like NBC, maybe? They had like Friday Night. They had
Is that like Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah, it was like 1985, so that's probably a little bit. You've been a little young for that. You guys were like.
You had eyes.
What were you, 87, 88?
I was 89.
89. So was, Jesus.
Don't ask negative me. A couple years.
Just don't ask me.
Parents were banging while they were watching Friday Night Videos, apparently.
Probably.
That explain a lot.
I mean,
this intro.
This is it?
Is this it?
Yeah, I guess that's the intro. I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't remember that at all. They had like a that's what I remember. That's it. Friday Night Videos. Yep, I remember that really well.
That's wow. So high tech. Oh, my God.
Dude, that's fucking state of the art in 1985.
Was it like the Tron team?
It's red, green, and blue.
So they were debuting the Billy Joel Uptown Girl.
Real quick, because you just mentioned it. Have you seen the full 30-minute Shia LaBeouf motivational speech yet?
I haven't
Is
seen
it 30
it,
minutes?
No.
There's a full one that's 30 minutes long.
Shia LaBeouf motivational speech?
Oh, my God. Oh, have you God. Not heard about this?
No. So, I saw the Shia LaBeouf thing with like the big heads and stuff.
Oh, no.
That was amazing, too. No, it's him. So the short clip is about a minute and a half.
Shia LaBeouf
is it's a minute and a half of him on a green screen just shouting, do it, just do it, and he's like flexing and like just telling you like follow your dreams and live your life and all this stuff.
Yesterday that, you said tomorrow,
and that's
my favorite
minutes.
Quote from that.
No, so there's a minute and a half of that, but there's another 30 minute thing where it's almost like a poetry slam. He's like, sometimes he just like does like lyrics of a song. He had one conversation where he would face this way on a stool and then this way on a stool and talk to himself. But there's one bit where he just says red, green, blue, red, green, blue. Just like over and over again for like 3 seconds. There we go.
Oh, wow.
Someone actually took snippets of this and cut it together with Empire Strikes Back when Luke is training.
Yeah.
And they made him gave him that blue ghosty Jedi effect, like he was trying to motivate Luke Skywalker.
I think my favorite one was they made it look like a TED Talk.
TED
like they've
talk.
Got him on stage
Do
and then like
the
screen behind him.
The green screen on purpose for that
I'm
reason.
Sure, yeah. He's a crazy person, but I love him.
My favorite is, have you seen the 2001 one yet?
No.
Where it's Hal and Dave, and it's, you know, Dave's outside the ship and he's like, Hal, open the pod bay doors, Hal. And then Shia LaBeouf's all of a sudden walking behind Dave, like pacing behind him. He's like, I can't do that, Dave. And Shia LaBeouf goes, do it! it's really fucking funny.
So weird. So
yeah, that is going to – we're going to see that for fucking ever.
Yeah.
That'll be like the next 6 months of the internet is that video.
He basically created the template for making himself a meme.
Yeah, he did.
So that like his face will be out there. It's like it's easy to –
He did do it on green screen. You
right.
have to wonder why that was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Plus, he's rocking the ponytail. I mean, it's just like everything is...
just asking for it.
...is set in motion.
Let me ask you this. Did you see the video first, or did you see a meme first and then find the video?
I saw the video first.
Oh, really?
And since then, I've seen a million things about it. Yeah.
I saw the minute and a half video, and I saw that there was the 30-minute version. I just can't dedicate 30 minutes to
watch
that.
I just put
it
on the background, but then it kind of overtook my life, so I had to like stop so I could get real work done. There's a 40-second clip where he's just staring at the camera, and he's just going... And then like, at the end, he just goes, breathe.
Does he crack?
Did you watch all 30 minutes? You gotta be kidding me. What's wrong with you?
Does he crack at all during
No.
I just want to point out that Carrie is too busy to move apartments, but he's got 30 minutes to spare on the goddamn Shia LaBeouf breathing video.
We should do a parody of it.
Even Stevens and Holes.
I'm sure there's about 1,000 in the works.
Was very integral to my childhood.
What's that?
Even Stevens and Holes was very integral to my childhood.
Okay.
I need him.
Listen.
I need him to not be crazy.
Also. Shia LaBeouf's a great actor.
He is.
He really is a good actor.
Yeah, because he's definitely acting right now.
You think so?
I hope so.
I think he is. I think he is. I think a lot of times that some people put on those personas. He actually did a long bit where he explained when he got arrested at the musical Cabaret. Like he was at the play.
Arrested.
And Jimmy Kimmel asked him about it. He must have done like a 7-minute explanation of how he got arrested. Wow. And it was this long meandering story, and every bit of it was fucking hilarious. And afterwards, the audience was like, ugh. And even Shia LaBeouf, after he told the story, was like this. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have told that story, but it was fucking hilarious.
He just ends with like, allegedly.
No, it's just like, it was crazy. It was a crazy story. You should go watch it.
What was the gist of it?
He was drunk, and it's so meandering, you can't even summarize it, because it just keeps going. And
you have to make a 30-minute video in front of a green screen to really get the...
Yeah.
Breathe.
Wait, I had an experience, though. So we're talking about Shia LaBeouf.
Breathe.
Ashley and I went to Utah for Mother's Day to see her mother, because my boys were with their mom for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd go up and see Ashley's mom. And
you periscoped.
Ashley did this thing that I can't believe she did. She said at dinner... Oh, hey, there's a funny video, Shia LaBeouf, actual cannibal.
Oh, no.
Let's watch it. Uh-oh. And she had like 6 people at dinner watch a 4-minute YouTube video. That was rough.
We got to come up with a term for that. Like, we talk about like a term for, you know, things that don't exist that we all know about.
Like
that
German thing?
Yeah, right.
Like, they always have words
like
for
there needs to be a word for that. It's like holding someone a YouTube hostage.
Right.
Or...
No, hang on, wait.
No, wait. This part. No, Give it a second.
The worst part, though, is if people don't react to the video you're showing.
That's what I'm saying.
They react, though.
Tweet us your ideas. Hashtag RT podcast. I want to see what should we call this?
It never happens here, which is great. Like, no matter what video I show here, people are going to start laughing.
Yeah.
But the second I try to show it to my parents, it's like...
There's one thing where you send somebody a link and they watch the video on their own, and they come like,
and then you talk about it.
They laugh about it.
That's what me and Gus do.
But like, when people gather on a computer to watch a video... That moment, I don't want to watch people watch a YouTube video.
I will say this. Anytime I walk by Carrie's desk, if I see he has a video full screen, I stop and I stand behind him to watch it.
I think there's like a level, though. Like if it's 2 to 4 people, that's too little. But any more than 4 people and everyone kind of laughs off of each other.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Like people feed off of each other. And
the worst thing is like 1 person.
Yeah.
So I want to step back for a second. I know I mentioned that I didn't have 30 minutes to watch that whole like Shia LaBeouf thing.
Yeah.
The other thing I haven't had 30 minutes to watch is that Kung Fury video. Everyone keeps tweeting at me nonstop. Is it worth a 30-minute watch?
I feel like nobody saw the trailer for Kung Fury. Because the trailer was like 6 minutes. I feel like it was a really long trailer. Like it was like 4 minutes at least for when they did their Kickstarter campaign. And everything that everyone is screenshotting is all stuff I've seen in the trailer for when they did their the crowdfunding campaign. Yeah. And it looked awesome then, and I was actually surprised that it came out. I think there was like 800 grand, 900 grand, somewhere there. And I was actually surprised that it turned out to be a 30-minute movie. But people are now just all of a sudden discovering it. It's like that's one of those things that like I remember from like 8 months ago, and now it's all back. It took longer than that.
Speaking of hipsters.
What's that? You know, this is back.
Oh, I saw it the first time.
Look,
it came out
everybody
in the
crowdfunding
scene,
they've already seen this thing, man. We all know this.
You know, we knew about it.
You guys in the...
We backers got it early.
Kung Fury's great for the lake levels.
You guys in the traditional monetary scene, you guys are just now discovering this for the first time in the crowdfunding scene. We've been aware of this for a long time.
Everything I've heard is amazing about it.
I see like the little snippets of people posting like GIFs and stuff.
Without knowing anything about it, really, it reminds me of that the Far Cry 3 DLC that they did.
Oh yeah,
Blood Dragon.
Oh, Blood Dragon. Yeah,
it just looks like Blood Dragon the movie kind
of. I feel extremely out of the loop because I know nothing about this. What you guys are talking about?
It's like a 30-minute.
It's like one dude that like made like a 30-minute long movie, but it's like the whole thing was basically green screened.
Oh yeah.
Is this it?
I don't know.
I sure hope so.
It's looks called like Kung it. Fury.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
It's like an 80s cop movie.
People have been, this is definitely it. People have been tweeting it nonstop.
It's been a huge success.
The other thing was, I also saw a video someone made in GTA 5 where they tried to make it look like the intro for a 1980s television show. I think it was like called like GTA 5 1983. They like filmed it in like that 4:3 aspect ratio and made it look kind of shitty. And I feel like lots of times when people go for that effect and that look, they overdo it and it looks like a caricature or like a cartoon version of what things actually looked like back then.
Uh-huh.
But that 1983 video actually looks like what things looked like back then.
Well, people have that problem where like this is what they remember it looking like.
Right.
But it's like it's no, you're exaggerating hardcore.
No, yeah. But it's actually really good. In fact, I watched it the first time. I was like, wow, that was really good. And I was like, oh shit, I watched it in 720p. So I switched my YouTube player back to 360p and then watched it again. I'm like, yeah, there we go. That's a lot more like it.
Man, 360, damn.
But that would have been right.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I think.
Where did you see Kung Fury? By the way, where did you see it available?
YouTube?
I saw it on Steam, which
really?
I thought was interesting.
What?
Yeah, it's available on Steam.
Is there a game called Kung Fury?
They made a game to go along with it, but no, this is the... There's actually some movies that you can watch through Steam. The first one was like somebody at Valve made a zombie movie, and it was the first thing I think that was available on Steam that wasn't
was
a game.
Was that in Source, though?
No, that wasn't, no.
Okay, okay.
And then Free to Play was on Steam, the eSports movie. I thought
sense.
It was great. So, yeah, it totally makes sense that would be on Steam.
I think I found my favorite winner for holding someone hostage playing a YouTube video. It was tweeted to us by Datman Nielsen. U-log.
U-log.
Like a YouTube gulag.
Oh, U-log.
How do you spell it?
Y-O-U-L-A-G.
That's pretty funny.
Other people saying like tube hostage, U-hostage, but U-log.
U-log's pretty good.
U-log. Vostage.
So what do you say, like... You're
vidboarding.
You're in the U-log.
Vidboarding, somebody said.
Vidboarding, that's a good one. But yeah, that's good. I'm glad we got a few good ones there right away.
Yeah.
So Kung Fury looks awesome. Check it out.
Yeah. The other weird story I saw, that I actually just saw a little earlier today, was, it's kind of disturbing. Three soccer players for Leicester City, which is in the Premier League, The Premier League just wrapped up, so the owners of Leicester City are Thai, and they live in Thailand. So the team went out there to celebrate the end of the season, and three of the players were involved in a racist orgy.
Try to explain that before.
Racist orgy?
Yes.
I would assume that there's a very strict cutoff of who can be involved. There's like a line, and you could you walk up, and they're like, no.
Or maybe some dude just goes... Man, fuck all the Mexicans. Maybe that's what that means. That's what
I'm going to do.
Maybe that's what that means.
You were pretty close.
Well, really? Was I?
They were banging Thai prostitutes, shouting racial slurs at them while having sex with them.
What's wrong with people?
Filming it and then sending it to their friends.
What is wrong with people?
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. In fact, in one of the... You could see parts of the video in one of the stories. And one of the players involved was the son of the team's manager.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, he's in trouble.
Yeah. It's like, that's so fucked up.
What the fuck is the point of that?
What I don't understand is why anybody would videotape evidence of something like that.
Oh, please. Welcome to the world.
I was watching a documentary
world
about the couple who used to get a woman and torture her and rape her and film it and then kill her.
Mm-hmm. Wait. One more time. What is this?
There was a couple.
Yeah.
Who used to pick up women, torture them, rape them, and then kill them.
Listen, after 27 hours without power, you got to be really straining for things to do.
And then they would
so how'd you break your foot again?
The whole thing. But what I'm thinking is, if you're killing someone or doing terrible things, why are you filming this?
But those are psychotic
people.
Yeah,
they're psychotic.
It's amazing what the average person will tape and then post online.
Yeah.
Tape. Record and then post online themselves. You know, of them doing really dumb shit. And it always comes back to haunt them. It's always stuff with animals, too. People always, record themselves doing terrible things, like cruelty to animals. It's just awful.
To watch it back later?
This is the dark part of our podcast.
Yeah.
People got to realize, too, that stuff doesn't go away. That stuff does not go away.
Yeah.
I think I may have asked this last time. Has anybody, and this is kind of dark, has anybody, hurt somebody or, killed themselves on Periscope yet?
Oh. No, I don't know. Wow.
Not that I heard about.
I'm just curious.
You gave everyone the idea, Carrie.
Don't do that. I'm just saying, I feel like... You know,
witnessing a live.
Yeah, man, I'm sure people stuff gets that posted to YouTube all the time and they just don't put it up.
Yeah.
But it's a little hard to monitor the live stuff. I don't know.
I guess someone could probably do it, I mean, if somebody did that, they probably would want to do it for attention.
Yeah, there
would
be
bigger ways to do it. I mean, Periscope's not really that big.
That's true. Yeah. You'd have to have the followers to do it.
Yeah, but it's like anything. You know what I mean? It's just it's another platform for people. Yeah.
That's how you get the followers. Watch me on my crime spree.
Watch me kill everybody.
I'm going to go rob this bank.
Yeah. Smile. They'll never catch me. Definitely don't have GPS on my phone right now. Yeah.
I had to delete a couple Periscopes because they were very precise in their location input.
You have your location services turned on that thing, I noticed.
I do on most of them, but I'm very careful about when I start it and don't have it on. Yeah.
So, if you're in the line at Shake Shack, it's like,
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, that's okay.
Right,
you want to
move it along. Mm-hmm. It's like when I'm at like lake level 637 feet, and then it's like, then I get elevation. that's a fuck.
Bree's under the water now. The lakes are obviously at 641.
That's a cool level, dude. Jesus.
God damn
I mean, it. I just like the conversation of like people talking about how great the lake's doing when people's houses are washed away. It's just like,
trying to look on the bright side. At least give that to them.
Look at the bright side. Like, it helps people like
silver
donate some
lining.
Stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw a video of someone down, I think it was in Wimberley.
It's not a county.
They were in the city. They were in Wimberley. They were inside a house, like on the second floor looking down, and you can see outside the doors, the water is really high. Then it just breaks the doors open, and
yeah.
The river's in the living room.
Yep.
And the woman's screaming. She's like, oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's a guy there. There was somebody on the Austin subreddit that was his aunt who posted that video. So I'm paraphrasing here, but they've rented that house every year for 10 years, and they just rented it like this weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, so there's lots of people.
So they're not from Austin?
I mean, Wimberley's south of here. Maybe they were like people from Austin going on a river trip or something.
Who
knows?
Who don't want to celebrate Memorial Day.
But there's a whole conversation going on, like when the water comes in the house, and there's a guy in the background going, actually, this is good, this is good. And he's right, because if the water comes in the house, then it kind of equalizes the pressure. But if there's no water in the house, there's water outside the house, you're running the risk of like the house just being picked up. And,
yeah.
You know.
Or just.
Yeah. Or the wall coming in. What? Exactly right. Water's a bad deal, man. Water's like.
You can't stop it.
Yeah, you cannot stop it. You can't stop water. And it's one of those things where I don't think people really appreciate how dangerous water is until they get into a dangerous situation with water one time in their life.
Yeah.
You ever had any weird like stuff with water before?
I mean, I'm like, in, like any kid, I almost drowned at some point. And that was
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got caught in a riptide in Galveston,
ooh.
Which is like when it's a current that goes out to sea. Mm-hmm. You can actually see them. Lifeguards are trained to spot them. You can actually see where the water's
that's
like rushing out
scary
to the ocean.
Shit, man.
And it's like, I was trying to swim against it, trying to come back to shore. And it's like, I'm going further away from shore, and there's nothing that I can do about this. And finally, my brain kicked in, and I swam parallel to the shore and got out from it. You know what I mean? Mm.
Where was that?
It was Galveston. It's just south of Houston.
Are there sharks there?
There's some sharks in the Gulf, but
nope,
nothing.
I'm done.
There's Robert Durst there.
Have you guys played Depth? Have you played the shark game yet?
Depth? Mm. No.
It's a game where you play as sharks and divers.
Oh, that game, yeah.
Yeah. You like, grab people.
Is that like Cops and Robbers, but
sharks
and divers?
What's that?
Like cops and robbers, but sharks and divers?
Yeah,
like?
Two people are sharks, and then four people are divers. The divers are collecting treasure, and the sharks are just, like, grabbing them. And
Is it
a shark's treasure?
There's a whole mechanic. You'd love it, because, like, when you're swimming along as a shark, you hit the right mouse button, and you grab a diver, and then you just take your mouse and go like this. And you just rip them to shreds like that.
So you can't play the game on a laptop is what I'm hearing.
You need to on your mouse pad.
Touchpad. It'd be tough to play carry with one of those old laptops with the little red dot.
The little red nub.
You just wiggle it like a nipple.
Is that what you called it?
That's not a nipple.
Just pretend it's a nipple.
It's the other thing.
Oh, clitoris.
The down there thing, yeah.
Just say clit.
There's a guy we know, a guy we used to work for, who's kind of an old school Texas guy, and his brother-in-law had a laptop. And he said, my thing, the little mouse pointer in the middle of the keyboard doesn't work. He goes, what is that thing called? And the guy we know goes, oh, that's called the clitoris. So he brings it into the fucking laptop repair shop.
Oh, God.
My clitoris is busted.
Oh, God.
it's like a fucking trainer.
This guy didn't actually know what a clitoris was.
No, they were pretty old school guys. They probably had no fucking clue.
Wow.
Oh, God.
That's impressive.
He's like, I finally found it. It's right there. It's broken.
But, you know, there's stuff. There's
just
stuff
between J and K or whatever.
But there's also stuff on the human body that's named after real things. Like, you know, there's a shaft in a car, but you would never associate that as like. I mean, sometimes you apply words to things.
I can't think of any other example.
There's a shaft like the character.
What?
I guess like lip and then lip of a shoe or tongue.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Well, it's just different stuff that applies to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, I went.
Cock.
Right.
Sorry, I have a message on my nipple. One second.
Like you say, like, look, what's that animal called? Oh, it's a cock. You'd be like, oh. Yeah. Somebody fell for that, I'd be stupid. It's like what's that bird walking around? That's huge throbbing boner. Okay. It's like, then they go in the vet, hey, I got a problem with my huge throbbing boner.
Why didn't they name an animal?
It crows all morning long.
Oh.
It wakes me up.
It just spit something out. I don't know.
The more you play with it, the more it blossoms. It's just kind of like, opens up.
But you guys were talking about you guys were talking about like people doing stuff that like it's recorded, they record it themselves and they put it online and that lives forever. And I always think about that with like political stuff, like as we progress as a people, you know, and especially mm-hmm. like as equality becomes more pervasive, there's always the period right before like equality really grabs hold when people are really fervent against it. Mm-hmm. You know, like look back at the civil rights.
Sure.
And it was amazing. It was amazing how willingly people put themselves on the wrong side of history. Like you'll see like somebody walking to a school in Arkansas with their books in her hand and there's just people yelling at her. It's like, mm-hmm. don't you realize that this is going to be like, that picture's going to last forever. You know yeah. what I mean? And you're clearly on the wrong side of history.
In like a decade, you're going to look like an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you think about that like with lots of different stuff. I mean, we're like right now the big movement I think in America is we're finally getting, you know, equality of marriage.
Oh.
You know? What weed? By the way, I mean, look. Texas is like legalizing weed and the ability to carry guns in a holster in open carry.
Yeah, you can open. They're working on open carry.
Yeah, I told Barbara about that earlier today. She hadn't heard about it.
I'm scared now.
It's like, here's the thing. That defines Texas in a nutshell to me. It's like, we're way on this end, like, oh, we're going to legalize pot. And we're also going to allow people to carry guns on their
about
hips.
Texas legalizing pot.
It's cannabis oil.
It's cannabis oil, and it's only for medicinal purposes for epilepsy.
Medicinal purposes.
Yeah. It's on its way, though, Barb.
Yeah, so we're all about to have epilepsy is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. But, you know, the open carry law, you can only shoot epileptics, too. So it all works out. That's the law.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about open carry, right? You can see it. You have to be scared.
Yeah, but then I know someone has a gun.
Yeah, but we should point out, right, Carrie, that is the law now. It's like, you can carry a gun. You just have to hide it.
Exactly,
it's
yeah.
Weird, it's kind of a weird law.
That never made sense to me.
You can currently open carry rifles. You just can't open carry handguns at the moment. And that's what the law changes.
They're going to allow a shoulder holster, which is down here, mm-hmm. or like a hip
like
holster.
A cool cop one.
So it's totally like just, you know.
It's like every part of me doesn't like this.
What about my throwdown piece? Can I have one on my ankle?
What's that?
My throwdown piece.
That's part of concealed, yeah.
Throw your throwdown piece.
Yeah. I'm just going to carry a water gun on me at all
times. Just think about the entire time you've been here, concealed's okay.
Yeah, you've probably been around plenty of people who have guns already.
It's not that hard to get one either.
I might be around people who have guns right now.
Yeah.
So stick with me on this point. Going back to what I was saying earlier. I realized this weekend, I was sitting around like thinking about some things we talked about. I guess what kind of spurred this train of thought was the conversation that I had with the telemarketer that I'm fairly certain at this point was a computer that was talking to me. This is a story I told in another podcast, Carrie. There's actually a link to a Time magazine article from a year ago or 2 years ago where one of the Time editors got a call and had everybody in the office call and they recorded the calls with him. And it's like a guy saying, are you a computer? She goes, there's a real person here. He goes, I understand what you're saying. I need you to say, I think they're saying robot, what I was saying computer. I need you to say you're not a robot. I'm not a robot. Can you say that? She goes, if it's okay, I'd like to talk to you about your insurance. He's like, okay, ask me a question about my insurance and I'll ask you a question. They go back and forth for a little while like that. But she won't say she's not a robot. And she's like laughing at his jokes and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's really strange. And
could
that was
just be someone trolling.
That was a year or two ago. Exactly right.
Shouldn't that
be
like the fourth law of robotics? Like you have to tell if you're a robot. You know, right. Like you have to admit it.
Yeah.
Is that in Bicentennial Man?
Or maybe this is like an advanced distributed Turing test. Like this is the way they're testing.
Who?
Anyone, whoever's developing the artificial intelligence.
The robots.
Yeah, like whatever. Exactly.
They don't want to talk to you about their insurance. It's just a Turing test.
Would you like robot insurance?
That's interesting. And like you get people in emotional situations where some people get really mad at telemarketers.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are very nice or whatever. Yeah, but I was sitting around this weekend. I was thinking, and I was actually talking with JD because he's in robotics. He said a thing that I would not have understood like 10 years ago. He won a robotics competition, and the prize for the robotics competition, they gave him a 3D printed trophy. And I'm like, none of that would have made any fucking sense 10 years ago.
Trophy?
Yeah, that a seventh grader a seventh grader was in a robotics contest and won a 3D printed trophy. But we were talking about stuff. We were talking about the telemarketing thing at one point. And we came back to it. And then I was sitting there thinking, and I thought, I'm now at the point, I think, in my life where I'm actually getting to be careful about what I say about machines. And what I say about technology, because everything we do is recorded now. Mm-hmm. And it's like in 30 or 40 years or 50 years, it's entirely possible
that one of those filthy, dirty ass machines is going to come back and listen to what you said.
That it's like that machines could be on some kind of par with people, and to hear what people said about machines, it's like, that fucking phone was giving me shit, so I chunked it in the river or something like that.
Not if I got anything to do
you
about it.
You killed my brother.
Yeah.
Humans first.
You're in line at Shake Shack, and they're like, no, you're not going to do that.
I know that's an out there thought, but I legitimately thought about that I should start being careful about the way that I talk about machines.
I'm going to draw a line. I'm going to be a humanist.
Are you? You might. Absolutely. Honestly, you're
Human
saying
first,
this.
Just scoot over.
What? Out of everybody at this company, I would think that you would go machines first over humans.
It's funny. I know you're saying this as a joke, and it seems like a joke now, but I'm being very serious that, you know, a few decades from now, you might actually regret saying that.
Well, don't worry, because machines won't be able to tell humor initially, right? So regardless, even if I'm telling a joke, I'm fucked either way.
Was that sarcasm?
Because, you know, machines are fucking stupid.
And I'm not
even... they smell bad.
Sarcasm. Break. Wink.
I'm not even saying like they're going to kill you and like the apocalypse and, you know, the machines taking over and all that stuff. I'm just saying if like they become on par and like
they're going to like up your APR.
Yeah. Like your kids' kids, you're not going to have kids. My kids' kids.
I just keep winning.
Your
they
dogs,
would like
dogs.
Have the clip of you and going, listen to the way they talked about machines back then. It's so rude. The way they would talk about them.
Humans are so much better. We're so smart. We're so good. We made machines. Machines wouldn't exist if it wasn't for us. They owe us. They need to work for us forever for free.
Oh my God.
I feel like you're gonna like you're saying all this and now you're gonna go invest in magnets and like EMP technology.
Magnets, bitch.
Sit back.
Watching Breaking Bad again.
I feel like leaning away.
Getting away from the technology. Yeah.
How do we tell Bernie he's crazy?
It's not crazy.
No,
I'm telling you.
I agree. I think it's good. That's why I'm gonna stake the polar opposite.
How do we tell Bernie and Gus that they're crazy?
What we do is we get Microsoft Sam to type out a message to them that's like, it's okay, Bernie. I will always love you.
Forever and ever.
Okay, let me ask you this question. If machines become sentient, what's more likely? They're going to make autonomous murder robots or that they're all going to get Tumblr accounts first? And they'll be like, oh my God, I can't look at this, what they said about machines. I mean, that is
trigger
way more
warning.
Likely.
Yeah.
Make sure to tag your posts.
not to just make fun of Tumblr. We can make fun of other things too.
Social media.
Yeah. Like if robots get on Xbox Live, like
you'll get Twitter accounts.
Get out of here, girl computers.
They just take pictures of motor oil. Their food.
All right, you got me. That's good. That's good.
Seriously, if you're watching this from the future machines, I'm really joking around. I have a lot of future respect for you guys. You guys are doing great.
A lot of past respect.
What's that?
A lot of past respect. We're in the past. You're talking to the future.
At this point, my relative point, they understand. I'm talking machine language. They get me.
Yeah.
No, they're so stupid. You got to explain it for them.
They'll understand
if you don't
all.
Explicitly
it's okay.
Tell them what to do.
1-1-1-1-1-0-0-1-0.
Whoa, shut your mouth.
Let me read this other thing. I want to remind everyone this episode of the podcast is also brought to you by Casper. Casper is an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the cost. Casper is revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms and passing that savings directly onto the consumer. Casper's mattress is an obsessively engineered mattress at a very fair price. It's a comfortable mattress that has just the right sink and bounce. Two technologies, latex and memory foam, come together for better nights and brighter days. A Casper mattress provides long-lasting comfort and support. I got my Casper mattress. Tried it out. I'll talk more about it in just a bit. You can buy it easily online, completely risk-free. Try sleeping on a Casper mattress. Casper understands the importance of truly trying out a mattress that in all reality you spend a third of your life on, unless you're a dirty machine. Casper offers free delivery and painless returns with a 100-day period, so you don't have to lie down in a showroom. And did you know statistically lying on a bed in a showroom has no correlation to whether it's the right bed for you? Casper's mattresses are made in the USA, so to get a Casper mattress for $500 for a twin or $950 for a king-size mattress, which is an outstanding price point, you can save an additional $50 as one of our listeners by going to casper.com/roosterteeth, entering promo code roosterteeth. That's casper.com/roosterteeth. Promo code roosterteeth. And I've talked about the mattress I had or that they sent me a couple of times, and it's super comfortable. I feel guilty. Well, I felt guilty when they offered to send me one. I didn't want to. I normally sleep on a king size mattress. I didn't want to ask for a king. Uh-huh. So I asked for a queen.
Why
for
not?
My. I don't know. I just felt weird.
They're a mattress company.
It was one of my weird like social anxiety moments.
An extra
so
6 inches is really
pushy. I asked for
in
a queen for my guest bedroom, and now I really like sleeping in my guest bedroom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I really regret not asking for the king. It's really, really comfortable.
Is there a story behind their name?
I don't know.
Does it have anything to do with a friendly ghost? That's what I'm asking.
I'm going to say yes.
We need to know these things.
But not a friendly machine, because machines stink and aren't friendly. But it's really cool when you get
you know
the
those
box,
water levels,
the box actually for the whole queen size mattress was about the size of this table. Like if you were to go down to the floor, mm-hmm. and like I got it, and I was like, "There's no way there's a mattress in here."
Yeah,
and you like cut it open, and it's like, since it's like memory foam, it's all like super compressed down. And you cut it open, and it's like it inhales for the first time, and just like
it's like opening it a life raft, like, yeah. like the wrong spot. It's like,
whoa, 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 whoa! What's
did
going
it go?
On?
Breathe.
Breathe.
It's a grower, not a shower. That's the brand name.
Well, yeah, really cool, really comfortable. Highly, highly recommend it.
I might need to buy a new mattress soon.
I can hook you up with $50.
If I get a new place and I have an extra room, might have to.
I'll do it. Yeah, I'll get a mattress. I'm down.
Casper.com/roosterteeth.
I have no room anymore. So.
Mattress for the office.
A mattress for the office.
Yeah, no, that sounds great.
Yeah, mattress interviews on top of the.
That's not a mattress.
They're pretty comfortable.
Yeah. That's a piece of foam.
I slept there a lot, actually.
We're pointing over broadcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The no office bunk.
For those of you who understand exactly where broadcast is.
Yeah.
Thanks for helping out there, Babs.
Yeah.
So we just have fun. We recorded a podcast Let's Play. Carrie could not do it because Carrie is busy at this moment. He's in the middle of the writing team writing season 3 of Ruby.
Ruby.
So that's awesome.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it.
What's that?
I'm sorry I couldn't do it.
For the Ruby? Oh, I thought you were saying you couldn't do Barbara's weird pronunciation of...
I can't roll my R's.
Speaking of
which,
I had a weird pronunciation of the word pronunciation.
Okay.
But yeah, so we played some... We played a little bit of... video games. It was me and Gus and Barbara and Brandon and Gus. See, I did too.
Gotta give them
it's all good branding.
I'm so sorry to anybody who watches that Let's Play.
You're fine.
She's fine.
You're totally fine.
Barbara's just like, I mean, I get it. It's like if you're, you know, it's to be a girl on the internet, it's very simple. You just have to be funny and pretty and smart and great at video games. That's it. That's all those things. Just all those things and that's fine. You're great. And nice. You know, just all those wrapped up, you know. And so it's like, you know, we're playing a game that's not typically something that I think Barbara would play, a first-person shooter. And
it was a game that I had never played before, which is a very common game that I think a lot of people are going to
That is the problem. It's Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Call of Duty.
Oh, okay. I was hoping of something else, but it was not.
I mean, I just played Halo.
I was hoping it was Splatoon.
Platoon? Oh, Splatoon.
Yeah.
I played Splatoon at E3 last year, and I was not impressed.
Let's talk about Splatoon.
Ooh. Yeah, can we talk about Splatoon?
Well, you know, the funny thing is they haven't changed the game at all since then. No polish, no refinement.
Mario Kart 8 looked fucking dope at E3 last year.
No. Mario Kart 8 is dope.
Splatoon.
Exactly right. That's my point. Splatoon was sitting there in the same goddamn booth. It was a big, colorful piece of shit, and you're telling me it's way better now.
Splatoon is fucking amazing.
It's amazing.
Is this the game where you like walk around and you paint the floor?
Yeah,
you're like a squid kid. Or something.
Well, you're a kid, and then you're a squid, and then you're a kid, and you're a squid, you're a kid now.
Squid, yeah. For 10 minutes, nonstop.
Yeah. They're commercial. It's definitely marketed to kids. So they're
or squids.
Yeah. So it's like, you're a kid now, you're a squid
Well, it's
now.
Interesting because they essentially made a 4v4 shooter where the primary objective is not to shoot the enemy team.
Right.
Yeah. You can, but it isn't like, at no point at all is it the goal.
Yeah. Sometimes it helps. Sometimes not necessarily.
Yeah. Sometimes you just run away, and it's totally fine.
I will play it.
Yeah.
I realize that I have the minority opinion here. Everything I read online about this game, everybody fucking loves
it. It's really interesting, like I said, to play a shooter where you're not shooting the enemy. It's like the whole objective is just the environment,
mm-hmm.
you know, and figuring out what weapons work best in covering your environment and paint. And again, not always necessarily the best weapon for fighting someone.
No, I use roller most of the time.
Roller's really good at finding someone up close.
It's, well, it depends on like the environment or like the situation, but yeah.
And even the fact that you can like quick spawn on someone mm-hmm. in your team, like when you die and come back, you're like,
it's not even when you spawn at any point. Yeah, you can just like click on somebody else and you just like get teleported to them.
Is this on?
Wii U.
We should get a Wii U. There's plenty of games now.
It's actually really. This is the first game I think I've got since Captain Toad Treasure Tracker.
Nintendo was really scaring me, and then they just like picked it back up. And everything's great now.
There's so much polish on it. It's so well. Like, even, like, the hub that you're in before the matches, mm-hmm. like, for purchasing all of your equipment and even interacting with the people, like, in that little lobby area.
Yeah. My complaint. I have a complaint.
Is that Nintendo? Nintendo sucks. It's a fucking grown-up.
Well, here's the thing, right? So, Miles and Paco and I, one of the guys we work with, wanted to play the game together. And it was very difficult, and it didn't work very well. And it made me angry.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah. So apparently they're fixing this in August. They're going to do a patch.
They know that right now, August?
Yeah, no, they said it's in August. You can't all the teams are always random. So you can join your friend, but you're not guaranteed to be on their team at all. It just like swaps everybody
Hate
up.
Hate that shit.
And there's no voice chat. So we all had our PS4 headsets on and had a chat in the PS4.
Did you really?
Yeah, to play Splatoon. And so we could talk to each other. And okay. if Paco was on the team and Miles and I were on the other team, we'd be like, Paco, just stop listening to us. We're playing against you now. Just stop.
Did you hear the Adams and the rest of the people in the tech office playing this new game on their computer the other day?
Is it called Minesweeper?
No, it's not called Minesweeper. Okay. It's you could work in teams or individually, but you start off as a little ball and you have to move around. And you could collect things that are smaller than you, but not things that are bigger than you.
Sounds like Katamari Damacy.
It's like Katamari, mm-hmm. but it's
in Spore.
Think of it like 2D, like cells.
Sure. Yeah.
Bigger cells absorbing smaller cells.
Okay.
And so basically the bigger you get, the more you could absorb. And mm-hmm. other people are playing. It's like an online server.
Do you absorb each other, or is that too sensual?
Like if you're on the same team?
Yeah.
No,
it's so. Only like you have to play as yourself.
I think you could be attached to someone and then... You move faster if you like are attached and then separate all of a sudden.
So yeah, you can shed parts of yourself into multiple pieces and move quicker. Essentially, it's a browser based game. I don't even know whether to call it a game or not.
I have no idea what it's called. Yeah.
It's just like a flash game. It's really, really.
But they were playing for like 3 hours. It was so loud.
It's like att.io or something. I know it's some website.
This is it.
That looks.
Is it only multiplayer? Like, is every single one of those things somebody else? Or
right, you see all the different names. Yeah. So that Easy Big D was a bigger one that split into. Oh, see, and then they split again.
Yeah, if you're attached, you can.
That's actually my gamertag.
But it was going a lot faster.
I'm little D.
So thanks to everybody in the
micro D
Twitter feed who's saying it's Agar.io. Agar.io.
Agar.io.
That's it.
Yeah, it sounded like fun.
It's a squid now.
So I suggest trying it out.
It's a kid.
It's stuck in my head. There's like a 10-minute loop, and I watch the whole thing.
It's also interesting, like when you start that game, like I forget who did it, if it was Kotaku or Polygon. One of the game sites did an analysis about it. And when you start that game, the default character is not boy.
Yeah.
Like the first thing you see is, you know, what do you want to play? Girl, boy. It's not even like boy, girl. It's like mm-hmm. girl, boy, and then you pick which character you want.
Yeah. Have you played with a girl yet?
Girls first.
I have not played as a girl, but I mean I've seen the girl character.
Have you played with a girl?
Miles is actually
a seventh grade sleepover.
This is a Wii U game.
Yeah, the girls aren't allowed. Miles was gonna pick a girl, but he noticed that the second he started, he walked and the hair clipped through the arms, and he's like, nope, I can't do this. Like it was just gonna bother him too much, apparently. But because the hair looks cooler on the girl.
It does look cooler, yeah.
Yeah. The hair looks...
It's like a tentacle. It's like tentacles.
Yeah.
But if there's a clipping issue, you wouldn't do it.
Well, it's just like, why would you not fix that immediately? I don't know. The game is still amazing.
That's a lot of overhead to have it collide with the arms for no reason.
Well, it collide. I mean, just don't make the walk cycle. Look, I'm a kid, and you're a squid, okay? But together, we play Splatoon. Can we play Splatoon?
All right. It's fun.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
So I think I reached a milestone as a parent. This might be a first ever. I might be the only parent in the world that I've now, you know, pay my kids an allowance and mm-hmm. they have chores. I might be the only kids in the world who have a responsibility on their allowance to level up my alt characters in video games. That's a new thing that came up.
Is that
up
one of their chores?
Weekend. Yeah, it's like I was having them take out the trash mm-hmm. and it was like, you know what? I'll tell you what, this is what we'll make a deal with you. You can either take out the trash, or I'll take out the trash, and you can level my Gunzerker up to level 30 in Borderlands 2.
Genius.
And they were like, I'll do it.
Can they play Destiny?
Yeah.
Can I borrow them for a weekend?
Can they play Destiny? So it's like, I need you to get my Warlock to like light level 32.
What's his hourly rate?
You should lend them out to carry.
They have a chore like so many levels a week, and as long as they make their quota, they get their allowance.
During summer vacation, when they're off, you should bring them by the office and have them do some work.
Yeah.
I could put them to work for a bit.
Gus, now you want kids, don't you?
Are they good at Hearthstone?
I have a farm, basically, now. I'm just like, hey, take this Warlock, get him to level 30. That's all I care about.
You just keep having kids for that purpose only.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. They're happy as can be.
That's why people are better than machines.
They have no idea.
As a kid, it's like, if you're one of your chores is to play video games, it's like a dream.
They have no idea they're being exploited.
Yeah. All of my
no
chores
idea.
Involve
I'm not going to tell them. Yeah. Why would I tell them?
They're like stupid little robots.
Yeah, kitty kids.
Except better
because they have blood and feelings.
Jesus.
You mean oil and programming?
No, not, totally not the same. Are you one of them?
You will be read a transcript of this podcast one day. I guarantee it. You'll be
like it's sort of like RoboCourt.
Yeah, you'll be a robot court.
Yeah, except RoboCourt would be stupid.
They just call it court.
Yeah,
it
would happen in like a second. Like they have like one processor cycle and be like, all right, he's guilty. Like that's it.
Look, I can't wait for the headline. Gustarola brought before racist court.
Yeah. Do you think, do you, like, in all seriousness, would they have to have, like, two separate, like, gaming leagues for, like, robots and humans? I don't want to play Hearthstone against
Well, yeah, you got to have, like,
really
humans, which is, like, the real league, and then the shitty robot league below it.
No, stop it, dude. Stop.
You know, because they suck.
Yeah, you'll be held accountable for, like,
the
every,
future racism going on right
every
now.
Every bot you ever killed in a game. Oh, Ashley just sent me a photo. I'll send it to you.
It'll
you
be know, like Patrick, a, it'll be photo. A crime to ignore NPCs in MMOs.
Yeah, you have to talk to every single one because it's rude. To not.
Right. It's lonely.
Like, yeah. You can't just click through like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I feel like you're not listening to me.
Yeah.
If you could, you know, eye contact.
Can you remind me, well, where did I go to high school? Like, oh, fuck. Like, those are the future quests.
Like, you pull up the player's guide. It's like, no. No, you go back and listen.
You notice that would be like the best, like, in a war against the robots in the future, the machine, is if we have... like military uniforms with captchas all over them so they can't see us. Like, and that'll be the camouflage against the machines.
Stupid machines.
I'm going to send you, Patrick, I'm going to send you some photos here in a second. Let me see here.
We do not necessarily share the same feelings as Gus. Uh-huh. I just want to make it clear.
Why are captchas so shitty?
Smart move, Barb.
Why are they? What do you mean by shitty?
Like, why is it that they can't be real words? Why is it it's like, oh, it's a jumble of letters. I don't know what this is. Is that an E? Is that a C?
I found that like on almost every caption now I have to hit the refresh button at least once
yeah.
to try and get another one. Or I just kind of like blindly guess.
Mm-hmm.
Which is terrible when you're buying Amiibos. And you're like, fuck, I need to get this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should ask you like math problems or... Well, or there should be at least real words in
aren't,
there.
I know all of Google's ones, like the first word... It's usually two words. The first word is what matters, and the second word is like from a book that they're trying to like transcribe.
Yeah,
like,
it's usually numbers, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a lot of times it's like
if it's a picture or something.
Yeah, it's actually like their OCR couldn't read it, so they're getting you to do it
because we're smarter than machines.
Stop it!
No, just that our,
that's what they're
it's
doing.
Just that
it.
Our eyes are better.
The software is retarded, apparently.
Gonna regret it. I'm telling you, gonna regret it. You're gonna be on the wrong side of history. Could be like fucking Jimmy the Greek, whatever his name was. Remember that guy?
Jimmy the Greek?
He's a sports commentator.
Oh.
And he talked. One day on the air, he decided to talk about the evolutionary advantage that black people have in sports. And it was like, bye.
Yeah, actually,
there goes your fucking career. Yeah, he was gone pretty quickly.
He's probably just like, guys, it's, you know. Like,
Bill Burr has like, you ever listen to Bill Burr, the comedian?
Yeah.
Bill Burr's fucking hilarious. Mm. He's got a new show coming out. It's some of the guys that wrote... Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, I'm
are working on
Hello.
On his show. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yo.
I don't just like. I don't actually like horses. I just that's why I wear the shirt.
Yeah, but that's epic.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. When somebody in this office around here like kind of like really likes something, mm-hmm. do you feel like you can't talk about it like publicly? Like I really like Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
and I it's like but I don't feel like I can talk about it because like that's like Michael and Jeff's thing. You know what I mean? They like
you don't want to talk about it because it's their thing or because you feel like you're gonna get them off on a tangent.
No, just because it's their thing.
You feel
yeah.
like every comment you're going to make, like, oh, I wonder if Michael saw this. It's like, no, I mean, maybe he did, but I also saw it, and yeah. I liked it.
I guess it's you don't want to be seen as competing over liking
maybe
something.
We
like,
all
comics
just like
are John Reisinger's thing. Like, I just, like, every time I talk about comics or a superhero or something that came out a lot mm-hmm. with Avengers, is I think, John Reisinger should be here to talk about this.
And hating robots is Gus's thing.
Yeah, now apparently, yeah.
And puns are your thing, because
yeah.
anytime I make a pun... It's like, oh, hang around barbecue.
Anybody in the world makes a pun now, I see a goddamn it Barb comment.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, anywhere on subreddit, someone.
Yeah, you
like,
deserve this, though, so.
Yeah, I know.
You claimed it.
Yeah, that guy.
I dug this hole.
That goddamn it Barb became such a catchphrase. We said it, like, three times.
It's everywhere. Like, people find it on random
subreddits. We also made a shirt out of it.
Yeah, we did make a shirt out
No, I did. I know, but we made a shirt out of it because it caught on so much.
Mm-hmm. Speaking
like,
of
it
shirts.
Was literally, like, in three vines.
Yep.
I think, like, 30 people total have watched our
Store.
Vines.
Store.
No, you got the
no robots.
You got it wrong. You got it wrong. What's the marketing message?
Store.
Also, store.
Also, store.
Emily, who runs the Rooster Teeth store, goes, "Hey, if everyone could please mention the Rooster Teeth store, like in productions and stuff like that, it's like just to be great if you could do it because summer's coming up and everything." And everybody's like, "Okay, well, what do you want us to do?" She goes, "Well, you know, just like at the end of the video when you guys are doing that thing where you're like, hey, like this video and subscribe and stuff, you could just go like, also store." And everybody at Monday meeting is like, 70 people is like, what?
And well, Emily is
well,
like,
I'm not a writer. So I, also,
lady.
Also store is now going to be in every video.
Yeah, I filmed one of those for Go this week, and I just like Jervis just like store, and then just like for like four frames, I just put like the text store on the screen, and that's it.
I love that. I love that the also store. We should just make a...
That should be the podcast description this
week.
We
should make sure this is like also shirt.
Yeah.
Or
It's good messaging. All right. I sent Patrick a photo. Let's see if he's got it ready to go. I don't know if he does.
Okay, what do you think your thing is?
That Twitch. Ashley just sent me this photo.
A Shake Shack.
That's a Shake Shack line.
Wow.
There's no Shake Shack line right now. By the way, you want to make a bajillion dollars? Make an app. They sell to people
make
in
an
Austin.
App. Okay.
That's just cameras of popular restaurants and their lines.
You know what I want?
Go ahead.
I want an app that shows me a camera to the bungalow conference room so I know whether or not it's taken before I walk over there.
Why do you care about what's going on there?
Because I had to go take a fucking conference call in my car earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I walked from – there was no availability here. I walked across the parking lot, got there. It was full. To walk all the way back, get in my car, and take a phone.
Apparently, it's impossible to get a phone in the conference room. Here.
Impossible.
We've asked before. Impossible. It's like it's just not happening.
A robot would have to be smart before that happened.
If we ever move again, we should get phone lines.
That would be cool.
Anywhere. Yeah. Like phone lines. But there's no phone lines in this place.
Phone line.
By the way, do you have a problem when you're on Periscope? Like, Periscope's having data problems, right? Like, everyone is always telling me, lost connection, lost connection, lost connection. Or is it just my shitty phone?
I've never had an issue. I think the only issue I had one time was when I was Periscoping in the Let's Play room, and then three other people were Periscoping at the same time. I don't know if it was like...
You guys got to stop that. You guys got to stop that.
You bullet time the Periscope to get enough iPhones.
It's when it first started.
Recreate, like, in 3D.
Mika
Burton
actually
room.
Called you guys out, and she's like, people, calm down.
Yeah.
It was like, there was a room full of, like, eight of you guys, and all eight of you were
I think we just wanted to see who would get the most viewers.
Fucking A, Gus. Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
I'm afraid.
We talked about on the podcast. We talked about on the podcast a couple weeks ago, maybe, about how cool a puzzle room is. You remember that?
Oh, right.
Escape rooms.
Yeah.
We're like, there's one in Austin. We should totally do that.
Yeah.
Fucking Barbara goes to a goddamn puzzle room this weekend, and she doesn't invite us.
I did not organize it.
Who organized it?
There were two.
Fucking out them.
What I think were random people in the bathroom.
Was it Cole?
It was Cole.
Cole, I was wondering how you got invited. Now I know. Should have been able to figure that one out.
You've been to one before. We had never done it.
Who were those two random people? Were they with you all?
Two girls?
Yeah.
Nadia, who's Josh's girlfriend, and then there's a girl, Kayseri, who was
I was like, I
Chris.
Know their space, because I don't know who those two people are.
Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, Cole and I are friends, and he didn't invite me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ice Cole.
We talk about Amiibos all the time.
There's only 10 spots, and we actually came with 11 people. But the
You're
people...
right. That did make me feel better. It made me realize I'm not friends with Cole. So thank you.
To be also fair, I probably would have said no.
Yeah.
So I was playing Splatoon.
We figured.
I was playing Splatoon.
Okay, I think yes, the people who you knew
You're
would say yes. But it was
How was it?
It was a blast.
Yeah.
The people at the puzzle room in the one we went to, which is the puzzle room ATX, they knew Rooster Teeth. So
next we probably fucking sent a million people there.
So what was your time limit?
We had an hour.
Real quick, for those of you who didn't hear the previous podcast where we talked about this, escape room is where they lock you in a room and you have to solve like real world puzzles to get out. Like can you just say I guess you can't say. Like, there was a rug where there was a combination to the safe on the bottom of the rug, but you had to fold two parts of the rug together to see it.
So. There was nothing really quite like that.
No?
Not that I know of.
Was
I
it
mean,
more like Saw?
What we did, we got in there, and there was 11 of us, so we all spread out. It was not a big room, so there's only so many places you could go, and everyone's voice is traveling, so people kind of focused in little corners. And everyone kind of solved all the puzzles around them, like the little ones.
Yeah.
And apparently we actually did that one of the fastest times that they've ever seen. We finished all the puzzles.
They watch you do this.
There's a woman in there with us.
Oh, in there with
you. Yeah, so she could give you clues in case you're stuck or anything like that.
Nah, man. They need other technology, man.
But, let
the
robots do something. Or anything like that.
Lazy-ass robots.
No robots in there. But we finished all the puzzles, except the last puzzle, in 33 minutes. And really? So it took us like almost 20 minutes to finish the last puzzle, which is the only puzzle that all of us had to work together on.
But then when you get the key and you get out, you're like, yeah.
Oh, we were so pumped.
Yeah.
We were so pumped.
It's a lot of fun. These escape rooms are a lot of fun.
And we were looking at the wall of all the people who had beaten it before, and so many of the time codes on them were 5959.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I think what they do is if you're like...
Over?
If you're putting in the code for the last thing, if you're in the process of typing it in, they like give that to you.
Nah, bullshit.
I know.
This is like a fucking robot move.
So we wanted to beat like the record, but we were 4 minutes off from.
Oh,
no
kidding!
So what's stopping
you?
Go
back and do it again.
Yeah, what's stopping you from doing it in like 10 minutes?
I know, right? Well,
dignity.
It's not fun that way.
Hey. Yeah,
let's go do this.
Sure,
let's go break.
Let's go destroy their record.
It'd be so much fun.
Hey, you know who we shouldn't invite? Robots.
Barbara the robot.
Can we bring one Roomba? Just one.
Just so we can abuse it. Just so we can, like, kick it when we're frustrated and, like, step on it and hold it down so it can't clean and be like, why?
It's all I want to do.
Somebody sent me a link to a Reddit discussion where they found in New York, they found our winter photo of me and Freddie and the other guys we were with. And the conversation was like, oh, are those the two worthless assholes that were with them? Because apparently I called them two worthless assholes. But in my defense, they were worthless assholes. But I'm so afraid they're going to find those two guys and go, hey, this guy called you a worthless
Were they
asshole.
Just random people?
They're two random dudes.
John Reisinger said that he wanted to fuck it up for everybody right at the end because someone has to enter a code. And if you enter it incorrectly, it freezes for, I think, 2 minutes.
Well, it's like an iPhone.
We had something like that as well. We had something like that, too.
And so he wanted to swoop in while we were typing in and just, like, press, like, a button. And I was fucking pissed.
Have you ever done that to somebody? The iPhone code? Like, if you do too many times, it'll lock you out for a while?
No, I like doing the same to Gavin, where if he's on his phone, I just go like this and press whatever
just press
he's
buttons,
looking at.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever fucked up his
Gavin has gotten to the point where he learned it immediately. Like, if he shows me a text, like, I'm always like, I can't read it. And, like, and then he'll give me the text. And then, no matter who it is, like, he's showing me the text from, I step in. I've always loved you. And then send. And I went to do it. Like, I said, let me see. I said, I can't see it. And I grabbed it. And I started typing. He had taken a screenshot of the text. And I was, like, typing like on nothing. And it's like, oh, he learned so quickly.
That's like that wallpaper trick where you would, like, screenshot all the icons and then, like, turn off the icons. And make
I've seen people do that with monitors. And it's, like, the freak out videos of people thinking their monitor's broken.
Yep.
I got a cool new monitor. I got one of those super wide monitors. It's, like, two, I guess.
It's like a 21:9 aspect ratio.
Yeah, is that
or
what it is?
22:9.
The,
yeah, like
the resolution is 3440 by 1440.
Mine's like this close to dying.
Oh, is it?
My nice one is, yeah.
Your wide one?
I have like a 30-inch. Like one of the original like big display ones you guys got.
Oh.
I somehow got stuck with it because I had a shitty computer at the time. Yeah. So I was like, I can only use this one. I guess I'll have to keep it. And it's like, yeah, it's close to dying.
He's way into things.
The cinema display? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The old school
one. The old school, man.
I got to read this other thing here real fast. I want to remind everyone this episode of the podcast is also brought to you by Alpha Brain.
Alpha Brain.
Alpha Brain by Onnit is an all-natural supplement that has been clinically shown to help improve memory, focus, processing speed, and flow state. I still take Alpha Brain every day. God, I can't believe it. It's been a long time.
Take it every day?
I take it every day. It's great. I'm really, really, really big fan of it. A sub-study of the Alpha Brain clinical trial showed that after a single dose of Alpha Brain, could improve reaction time in pressing a button by 25 milliseconds over placebo. Alpha Brain Gaming will be at this year's RTX, and they're offering a chance for you and a friend to win an all-expenses-paid trip to attend. You can enter to win by going to alphabraingaming.com/RTX.
They're doing an all-expense-paid trip?
Yep. Airfare, hotel for 3 nights, and a pass. Passes are sold out. This is pretty much the only way you can get a pass at this point.
Well, so they pay for your trip here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Is it U.S. residents only? Or?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay.
No, the deadline. The contest ends July 15th.
I think you can see the website for rules and to find out.
Yeah, you can actually do that. So you have,
like
44 days to enter. So go to alphabraingaming.com.
And look at how sponsors, this is a live podcast, they have a huge advantage. So how does the contest work, though? Is
it like you go and I believe you have to log in. You either, like, enter your email address or log in with Facebook and you just tell it, I want to enter. Click.
Excuse me.
Can I apply?
You're probably not allowed to enter.
Dang.
Or you could enter, but you're probably not
allowed
to win.
I would like fly to Seattle and then like have them like
fly you back.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a cool chance. And yeah, you get a free
tickets
trip.
Tickets are sold out, so there's only so many ways you could still come to RTX, and this is one of them.
Yep. Longtime sponsor. Thank you, Alpha Brandon on it.
Yep.
For continued support of the Rooster Teeth podcast.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah, it's a great
price. I had no idea that was going down.
What were we talking about before that?
Good Lord.
Fuck.
It should have been Hearthstone, but I don't remember.
Should
have been Hearthstone.
I
finished, so the May season for ranked play in Hearthstone just wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
I finished May rank 13.
Fuck.
Where were you at?
I was still 20.
Oh.
No, I can't break that.
Whoa,
I'm not good.
That's great ranks.
Yeah.
In fact, for June, for the reset, I got enough bonus stars to get to 20, so I'm already at 20 now for June. So I've already got the guaranteed card back.
Yeah. I just want that card back, man. I can't remember what the name of that card was, but I disenchanted that shitty legendary card I got.
Yeah,
so now I can just build a net deck, and I'll be good.
Good.
Words.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I told you should probably disenchant that one. It was not very good.
It was not good at all.
Yeah, and
I'll post a picture of it later. I don't remember what it was.
It was worth
a
lot
good.
Of dust you could have used to build an actual decent deck.
You need to start playing this card to connect with Gus.
If you have dust, you can make cards – that are digital, and then play with those cards against real people and also robots.
Except the robots are really easy to beat.
They're really easy to beat.
Just like they will be in a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
Nope.
All right, I will try it out.
Bad idea.
It's a fun game. It really is. I also was playing...
God, it's a fun free game that is not free.
Oh, God, it's not
like
free.
I put so much money in that game at this point.
I also
someone just said Alpha Brain site crashed.
Did it?
Let's go. What is it?
AlphaBrainGaming.com/RTX
Alpha Brain Gaming.
Well, they have it until like June 15th.
Yeah,
July 15th.
Oh, no,
July
15th. It's here.
Yay.
Yeah, somebody's blocking you. You're getting DDoS.
Yeah, someone's got shitty internet,
buddy.
Is what I'm hearing.
How much money have you put into that game?
It's really hard to tell because there's no like receipt for it at all. You can buy two card packs, which are like five cards, for $3. And I must have like a 2-week period where every day I was just like, I could just buy a pack of cards right now. That wouldn't be a big deal. I could just buy a pack of cards right now. I just like kept doing it.
So it's like $3 every time.
Yeah, and eventually I was just like, I have to stop this. I have to stop this.
I could just buy another
card. At a certain point, iTunes stopped sending me receipts. They're just like, nah, you know what you're
iTunes.
Doing.
Or maybe they're waiting to just...
Because it goes through iTunes still.
Wow, that is so
cool. Oh, you're doing it on your phone?
Yeah, on my phone and my iPad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I almost never buy cards on... I don't play on the computer very often. Hmm. I almost always play on my iPad. Which is why whenever we play, it's really hard for me to type back to you. Because my screen goes away and it's just the chat. And I go back, I'm like, what the fuck did Gus just do?
I should start chatting more often just to like
distract
you.
It fucks
you.
Me up real bad.
Interesting.
Hey, yeah. So speaking of cards, have you guys ever... The trading card system on Steam has existed for fucking... forever. And have you ever gotten involved with it in any way whatsoever? Does it make any sense to
Every
you?
Once in a while, I'm like, hey, you got a card. And I'm like, okay.
Something happened where I figured that card system out. I got addicted to it. I went to like level 22 on Steam. You just level up your profile doing that stuff.
Okay.
You get like emoticons for chat and all that stuff. So I'm like, I'm crazy addicted to it. I started
How
off
often do you use Steam chat?
I talk to my kids all the time
on
Steam chat.
Okay.
All the time. It's like when they get home from school and I'm at work, Steam chat is the number one way I talk to them.
Okay.
It's just like, they just have Steam logged in. Mm-hmm. And they don't have AIM accounts or anything like that. So
that's good.
So my...
But they don't have AIM accounts or he talks
No, it's
to them
like you
Steam?
Have like a way to do
that. Yeah, and I trade them emoticons and stuff like that. Because if you get like, put like six Left 4 Dead cards in, you get like a tank emoticon. You know,
that's
like
cool.
A little goofy little tongue out tank or something like that, you know. And so if you have a Steam account and you don't want your stuff, just send it to me. Come on. So,
I'll give you my stuff. I
send it my way.
I think someone guessed your shitty card here on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Was it Milhouse Mana Storm?
No.
Oh, I thought.
Hang on. I have a picture.
There's a card called Milhouse.
Also, if you anything on Counter-Strike, send me Counter-Strike stuff. That sounds fine. Just send it to me. I'll take all your Counter-Strike stuff.
You're very convincing.
Is this a portion of... Did you turn into Jack?
Right, exactly.
Oh, you got anything free? I'll take it.
Dude, the thing that always bugs me the most when people tag like a business or like a company, clearly tagging them. Like, oh man, there's nothing I like more than the @Razer laptop. You know what I mean?
Too bad I can't afford it.
Too bad.
There's a few people here who are notorious for doing that.
Yeah, and it's always rough to see it. But we have a buddy, Fwiz, who did, like, to me, the ultimate baller move. He wrote, I went to Taco Bell tonight. And held a picture of his Taco Bell. Don't care. You know what I mean? Like, but he didn't tag Taco Bell. He just said Taco Bell. Taco Bell immediately wrote him back, missed you, buddy. And I was like, that, for some reason, like, that's what qualifies to me as baller on Twitter, where he didn't tag it. He didn't tag Taco Bell, but Taco Bell like reached out and found out that he was doing it. Dude, whoever runs Taco Bell's social media
is—they're great.
They're doing a great job. They're doing a great job.
It makes me want to eat Taco Bell.
Seriously. Yeah.
Real quick.
I mean, a lot of things make me want to eat Taco Bell, but
what was it,
Gus? It was a
lot of things make you want to at Taco Bell.
At Taco Bell,
some free tacos.
It was a Tinkmaster Overspark.
Mm.
That's what it was. Those were four-ish
like
words.
Name.
Yeah, I'm the Tinkmaster. I did that once, and then the company just didn't say anything to me. I was like, all right, this doesn't work. I'm just not going to do anything anymore. Like, it's not worth it.
That to me, when people, like, tag a company in, like, a customer service situation, it's like, I don't want to be involved with your customer service situation. Just deal with that shit on your own.
Yeah, a couple of you guys got involved in the Jetstar incident.
Which one?
Jetstar. It's the Australian airline that charged me $450 for a...
I got involved with that one with you, and like when one of my friends is going through it, I pile on.
Yeah.
I go the opposite direction. And Yellow Cab.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we both had issues with them, right?
When she said, yeah, at Yellow Cab, you're the worst company ever, and I was like, fuck yes.
that's
I wasn't even having a cab problem.
That's one thing robots are better at than us.
What's
driving.
That?
driving.
That's true.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Did you see the Volvo that ran somebody over in an auto driving demonstration?
They probably had it coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't
yeah.
the Google car, though.
They probably went on a podcast and called Robots Idiots.
Did you? And the official the official explanation from Volvo was that somebody Whoops. Turned off the don't run people over feature. I think that's what they said.
That's a very important slider.
You know, as
it
a
usually
person,
exists at
oh,
one.
Is that the car that was self-parking and it just Limit kept going? One. There's a video of a car self-parking and there's a guy standing behind it like, oh yeah, it's going to stop and go this way and it just keeps going and runs
just
them
takes
over.
Him out.
Yeah. It's great.
Was that part of the Bing car short?
No, but the Bing car short was great.
That was really funny.
I saw Naomi made like a little plush Bing car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She
How does she do it?
She tweeted it way earlier. I don't know if I can find it at this point.
She
makes things so quickly.
She tweeted the other day that she graduated. I don't understand how she graduated. Like, she spent so much time making stuff.
Yeah. Like,
there, it's all great, though. That's the thing.
Making really
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
It's every week.
Yeah.
Literally every week. All
right, Patrick, I'm sending this to you.
Is this the car?
Yeah. I mean, listen, as you know, I'm a huge proponent of self-driving cars, but I'm also a huge proponent
and robots in general.
People like going, yeah. "Hey, check out how badass this is!" I'm a big fan of that car.
I still like the ketchup machine.
That's a great one. All right, Patrick, coming at you. I'll watch it too. Here,
we're just waiting for him to get it.
It's gonna be wonderful once.
Oh, here it is. I found the self-driving car. I'm gonna see if I can get it up here.
I love the live reaction video of Bernie.
I think it's a Volvo.
You think? That's a pretty big claim to be sticking on someone.
Yeah, it is, actually.
But yeah, this is the one.
That's a Volvo.
Oh. He was fine. He was fine.
He's standing there as if he's like, oh, it's going
mean,
to stop.
Yeah.
Guess who's
Look
never
at the confidence. Nope.
Oh, wow.
It's like he doesn't
His arms don't move.
It.
Guess who's never going to trust a self-driving car ever again.
That dude.
Did you have a stroke?
I did have a stroke just
now. Yeah, we're asking to fix that.
There's the
oh my god,
stuff we made.
That's amazing.
How?
Like, that's so awesome.
That's so fast.
That is such a funny video.
It
that
is.
Video is one of those rare videos that gets funnier as it goes on.
Yeah.
The end of the end of that video. Is
it's just like Joel's the Shia LaBeouf video.
What?
Funnier yeah. as it goes on.
The I think it's one of the other things I've loved about the company getting bigger is that like I'm just not involved in stuff like that.
And then you see it,
and I just see it, I'm like, this is really funny. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Like this
like,
just happened.
$1 million, but.
Yeah.
That's, I had a lot of fun doing that show. And we actually filmed a couple more of them recently with Gus.
Yeah, I was there. That's where we talked about the Jinx very briefly.
Yes.
It was fun. I'm normally not a fan of hypothetical situations, but it was fun to sit down and talk about them. What I told Gavin at the time was, I'm not a fan of hypothetical situations most of the time because I feel like you only have so many thoughts in your life. So why waste them on things that are never going to happen?
Why would you think that? You have more than so. What do you mean? You have so many thoughts in your life. Did you mean because you're going to die at some point?
You have a finite
number of
thoughts.
I knew another guy who had a similar theory. I knew a guy who thought that longevity was entirely based on calories. That when you're born, you have a certain amount of calories, like 10 bajillion calories that your body can burn.
That once you eat them or burn them?
Once you process 10 billion calories, then you're done. Your body, that's it.
What if you're like a Honda? And you can like go through more miles than most other brands of cars.
I don't believe in either of the things. I don't think you have so many thoughts.
I saw a similar thing once on posted online. It was in a forum somewhere where someone was convinced that mammals only had approximately a billion heartbeats in their life.
Oh yeah, I've heard that too.
And after a mammal hit a billion heartbeats, they died. But it doesn't make sense. Like dogs don't go through a billion heartbeats in a short number of years. Like if you think about it, it's like it just falls apart.
Yeah.
Man, there was some website you can type in. When you type in your age, and it tells you a bunch of stats for your life. And I remember one of them was how many heartbeats you've had to that point in your life because you put in your birthday. Mm-hmm. And it's like reading that kind of freaked me out. It was like an enormously high amount of heartbeats.
Was it like millions or?
Yeah, I forget what it was. I forget what it was. But mm-hmm. I was like, I immediately closed the site. I was like, I don't want to know that.
It gave you more. And
it doesn't ever get a rest. It doesn't ever stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah.
But then it's like if you're working out, it beats faster and.
Yep.
If you're in a coma or something, it
beats slower.
Just like I mean, it's just like a
if
whole
you're
bunch
frozen
of,
by a bad guy,
it happens.
Into a sperm whale.
Yeah.
That could be something.
Yeah.
Or if you're a stupid robot and your heart is never beat because you don't have one.
Yeah.
You mean your processor.
How many
like
clock cycles you have?
Gus, and it shrivels up and turns black one day for some reason. Nobody knows why. That's why.
But it's like he won't
turns
go to doctor.
Black. It started off black.
It reveals to the world that it's black, evil heart.
Hey.
Yeah, so apparently the Volvo, and it was a Volvo, it was not, they weren't testing auto drive. They were testing the self park feature. And that the car comes installed with a pedestrian detection functionality, but that costs an extra $3,000.
Oh, what? I fucking heard about this shit.
That car didn't have it.
If that wasn't programmed.
That should just be standard.
You could detect other cars, but not other people.
I found the calculator you're talking about.
Yes.
I put my birthday in, and it says I've taken 294,064,320 breaths.
Wow.
In my life.
294 million.
And my heart has beat 1,411,508,736 times since I was
born. She should
be dead. Does that freak you out a little bit?
That's a huge number.
That's a huge number. Your heart has beat.
It's really interesting to, like, I never, at no point in my life do I ever think I will be associated with a billion.
Yeah.
Anything.
Definitely not dollars.
Definitely not dollars.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But something, I mean, like, about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that. Yeah. Like, the knowing that information just seems like a deficit.
You've done something a billion times.
I probably jerked off a billion times.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that.
I wonder.
ABJ.
That'd be really cool to get a stat sheet at the end of your life, like all the stuff. Like, you know.
Like the ultimate. Like,
it's like when you finish a round in a video game and it shows you, like, damage done.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Poops taken.
Damage mitigated.
Like, shit stats.
What if that was just like one big category? Like gallons produced.
Oh. It would
like. Or like
the whole thing. They put everything in together.
Like volume,
spit, and pee.
Volume in, volume out.
Volume in, volume out. That has to be pretty close to equal.
I would think so.
By the time
you gain weight, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Make it.
Someone get on that.
Because when you jerk off, it's not like it's like coming from like the food that you ate.
Isn't it?
Is it?
Because like they say, like you eat different foods and it makes it taste different, right?
But I think it comes from the jizz fairy.
Yeah.
Fills your nuts up every night? What do you think?
It's Vin Diesel's next movie.
Top Shelf. Hey, do you know The Rock was just cast in this? Actually really sounds horrible on paper, but I'm really excited about it. The Rock was cast in Kurt Russell's part in the remake of Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, really?
There's a remake of Big Trouble in Little China?
They're remaking everything, Big Trouble in Little China.
The Rock was
What's
cast.
Next? The Golden Child?
Golden Child. Wow, look at you.
Fuck.
See a trailer for that on Friday Night Videos. Let me see. The Rock... hey, Patrick, do you remember Friday Night Videos?
Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
And Chartbusters.
Chartbusters, yeah.
Man, I
think it's
that.
Sharkbusters.
The Rock,
I was like, yeah,
Big
cool.
Trouble, Little China. Let me see if
only
I can see
this.
Only
90s kid. I
just saw somebody
this.
Posted this on Twitter, so I don't know if it's true.
I hate being a 90s kid.
Big Trouble, China.
I'm technically, am I a 90s
Big
kid?
Big Trouble in Little China with The Rock will be the greatest cinematic experience of all time. Boy, movie sites are really getting superlative in their descriptions of stuff. Yep. Here's an empirical truth. Everybody loves The Rock. That's absolutely true. I love The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like The Rock?
I like The Rock. I'm trying to think if I know anyone who doesn't, and I don't think I do.
Everybody loves The Rock.
I think so.
Everybody. Did you hear about the thing he did where the some guy was going to won a trip to see him as a huge fan of The Rock?
Was it Blaine?
No. Yeah. No, it was some guy. I'm trying to remember what the story is exactly.
It was like, yeah, one of his biggest fans.
And one of his biggest fans, and they said, but we want to help you with – he's going to get engaged or something like that, or his girlfriend wants to propose to him. And he goes, and The Rock was like, how about they have a wedding ceremony right then if he says yes, and I'll officiate it. And so he did the whole thing.
Can
and they
he
held,
do that? Is he captain of a boat?
They held – apparently he went through all the trouble to get ordained for this so that he could play this prank on a fan.
I've done it before. It's a lot of trouble.
No,
I'm not downplaying what he did. It's great.
Yeah. But that's really awesome.
No,
that's really awesome.
Did you all see Fear 7?
I'm totally fucking up that story, by the way. I'm paraphrasing it, but I haven't seen it yet, no.
What are you doing?
I saw Mad Max.
I haven't seen that, actually.
Mad Max is good.
You haven't seen Mad Max yet?
No.
They're going to fuck that up for you now.
I know.
They're going to ruin it for you.
I know.
Go watch it right now. As soon as we're done with the podcast.
Stay away from Twitter.
Go.
Yeah.
Mad Max was incredible. Little overhyped.
Yeah.
You got to say, little overhyped.
Yeah, all I've heard is hype so far. So I'm
little overhyped.
No, don't get me wrong. It's not the best movie ever made.
Nope.
Sure.
It's not going to win Best Picture even this
Unless
year.
Unless The Colorist gets nominated. Because the color in that movie was insane.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful movie.
I like orange and blue.
I've never seen anything like that.
I like orange and blue.
How many drugs should you do before going to see it?
Zero.
Mad Max? No. None.
Zero.
Like caffeine?
All the drugs.
You know, there was a – I think we talked about this on the last podcast. We talked about Mad Max a little bit and The Colorist and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely really – good Lord. Sorry, guys. My phone is going absolutely apeshit. I don't know what's happening.
That's cool. Don't silence it or anything. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's silence.
Don't put on a place that doesn't vibrate. Yeah.
Mine's in my
okay.
pocket.
Sorry. That's Brandon, fucker.
Brandon!
He finally responded to your text.
How would you like to work your way up to employee number 6? How does that sound, Carrie? I've lost my train of thought now.
Colorist. Last week.
Brandon ruined it. Brandon ruined it.
Well, we've got to wrap up if you don't remember.
We can talk the story about...
I knew if I said we had to wrap
this
up.
This is my new... Carrie, you'll appreciate this. Hello. As a filmmaker and director and everything else.
Hello.
It's totally my new career goal. Tom Hardy apologized publicly to George Miller. And there must be way more to the story than what we know. Because he publicly apologized.
Just hold
fucking
your phone.
Goddamn
Brandon. Was it Brandon?
My phone is closed. What do you mean?
Because if you hold it, you won't hear the vibrate.
Get rid of it. All right. So Tom Hardy publicly apologized to George Miller, the director, because he said, I clearly did not see his vision when we were making this. And now that I see the movie, I realize that was my shortcoming. In other words, he must have been a phenomenal prick on set and not understood anything that was going on. But then when he saw the final movie, it was amazing. So the actor actually apologized for not seeing the director's vision when they were on set.
Wow.
And now, like, totally has a new appreciation for the guy and thinks he's a genius.
So in, like, the sequel or whatever, it'll be fucking... He'll be like, I'm on board.
I guess so.
Yeah, he has signed up already for...
I mean, I feel like that's usually what happens. It's like, the second time he signs up, it's like, yeah, I'll do three movies.
Is there going to be a sequel to that Mad Max?
I think...
He might not...
He's under contract, but who knows?
Right? I guess, I don't know anything about it.
You don't know anything about the movie.
I haven't seen it yet, so...
It's a dangerous
movie. He's under contract for four more films?
Four more films.
Fuck. Right. That's more than they made originally.
Well, I know somebody's living.
You know, the weird thing about Mad Max is everybody loves this franchise now. The first Mad Max Australian movie was like made for nothing. It was a huge hit. Then they made The Road Warrior, and that came to the U.S. I found out a funny fact about The Road Warrior, Gus. I actually saw it in theaters. I was way too young to go to an R-rated movie. But there was a theater in Houston where we could just go and, like, I saw Porky's when I was, eight years old.
That was
old.
Only a PG movie, I think.
Was it?
I think
I'm
Porky's was
pretty sure it wasn't.
I feel like that should have been R.
Yeah, that was, like, 80s PG.
Today's standards, that would have been R.
There was only, like, 20 boobs in the movie, so it was PG.
21.
Yeah. If you get 21, they give you the...
No, Porky's was R. Porky's was R.
All right. Porky's was absolutely R.
Just imagine
but,
21 boobs just floating around.
Yeah. Who's got the third?
When The Road Warrior was released in the U.S. in theaters, it was dubbed. They dubbed the dialogue track from Australian to English.
To American, yeah.
Yeah, to American.
Doesn't it have... I think
that's like so insulting to everybody involved somehow.
I think it has like a specific name for that like strain of English.
For Australian?
Yeah, I think it's called like Strine or something like that.
I'm sure there's different dialects, right?
Australia?
Yeah.
Bogan.
Australian?
They're mad at me in Australia for calling them Bogan.
All right, we got to wrap up.
But anyway, then the follow-up to The Road Warrior.
I have to pee.
I do too.
Hurry up.
The follow-up to The Road Warrior was one of the worst sequels of all time.
Yeah, Beyond Thunderdome?
Beyond Thunderdome, which was Tina Turner in it and all that other stuff. It was just silly. So
I feel like they're going to remake that one.
Barbara's got to pee. So
all right, we got to go. So thanks for watching, everyone, and we'll see you guys next week. And have fun.
Shake Jack.
I love you. Bye.
I just like you a lot. I want to thank you so much.